Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
I gotta tell you the truth. I am still all amped up from Devon Givens' show. I mean, it's pretty rare. You know, we're all team players here at the Fanatic, but oftentimes, you know, you support your teammates and then you refocus and you get back into, you know, where you're supposed to be, take care of your business. But my God, could I talk to Devon and Brian McLaughlin, my producer this evening, about college basketball literally for like a month. For the entire month of March, I think that I could get this done. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a ton of conversation tonight surrounding March Madness. We're going to work in some Sixers, some Eagles news as well. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But here's going to kind of be the highlight of the evening. You know that the knockout thing is real. You know that you want to be there. All the times that you've thought about, you know, oh, these guys can't even play. I would love to just get behind these guys and knock them out. I mean, these guys are probably chumps. Whether, you know, you like us, you don't like us, whatever. We're all for some good-natured competition. Here's how things are going to work tonight. We are going to go through the bracket. And here's what's going to happen. Brian McLaughlin and I will represent the show. We have a bracket that will be the show bracket, and Brian will record the show bracket. He'll record our selections. We're going to try to pick the first round tonight. And the caller's bracket will be going head-to-head with our bracket. And we'll be taking down the contact information of the callers who actually make the selections. Here's how it's going to work. Oftentimes, I'm sure that we're going to have the same selections. But in the event that we go the opposite way and you beat the show's bracket in that matchup, say that we have the 10 seed, you take the 7 seed, and the 7 seed wins, you're going to be in the hat. You're going to have a chance to win those two tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th, against the Brooklyn Nets, and one spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the game. You can also register for a spot in the competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. But let's be serious. A spot won is so much better than a spot earned. Wait a minute. Is that right? I think it is. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to the bracket challenge. I've got some ideas. We'll also be talking about which sleepers are legit, which sleepers are not legit. You know, provided that we haven't already covered the matchup. I want to help some people out there who might be looking and saying, you know, people have asked, not just me, but people are asking all over the place. How do you set the bracket apart? How do you pick sleepers? Which sleepers are for real? Which ones are not? We're going to get to all that because, believe me, there's a lot of noise out there right now. Some of it's good. Not all of it is good for you. If you're listening to some of the experts right now, you're going to get burned. We're going to keep you all squared away on the straight and narrow path in just a little bit here. The other thing, of course, was the Clash of the Titans battle. The Bucks and the Sixers, where Giannis just absolutely went off. And for once, the Philadelphia 76ers did not mind even a little bit, as they were able to beat the Bucks 130-125. And they've got the Hornets game tomorrow. They'll be without Joel Embiid, as Embiid has chosen to sit out in order to prepare for the Celtics game, make sure that he's healthy and good to go. You know, second half of a back-to-back with the Celtics and everything else. So, an understandable result. I've got to tell the truth. I know that there are people freaking out right now about Giannis getting 52 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists. First of all, the guy's the best player in the NBA. But secondly, the Sixers exposed something, or at least seem to have discovered something, that I do not think they wanted to show for the entire game. Once they figured out how it worked and what happened, that is something that they are going to put in their back pockets. Something where they're going to say, all right, we can go to that. Because let's be honest, right? If you're the Bucks or the Sixers, not every single regular season game is going to be the biggest deal. Certainly you're playing for seeding. Certainly you'd like to win as many games as you can. But I think both the Sixers and the Bucks recognize that last night's contest was a potential, let's say, matchup in the playoffs. It could have been a preview of one much later down the road for much higher stakes. And I have to say, I came away from that game, and I rarely do this because I like the Bucks a lot this season. I've said that I thought they were the best team in the Eastern Conference, and they still might be. But as we've seen, basketball is a game of matchups. And the Sixers found a matchup that worked so effectively last night that I would anticipate that once the playoffs roll around, you're going to see that matchup come out in force. And that was Joel Embiid defending Giannis. Just for perspective, right? Giannis's field goal percentage when guarded by Joel Embiid was under 50%. Giannis's field goal percentage when defended by literally anyone else on the floor was about 70% last night. Doesn't that lead you to believe that down the line, when the chips are down, that Joel Embiid might be the one who's defending Giannis? I heard a caller call in earlier to Devon Givens' show, and I thought it was a really salient point that the Sixers do try to switch everything, and they pride themselves on playing positionless basketball, moving around, bouncing around, switching everything, and being able to trade off effectively. That works with a lot of players. It's not going to work with the Greek Freak. So I would be incredibly surprised if there were any other outcome than Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo being the matchup that the Sixers prefer defensively. And I do not believe that they'll go out of their way to avoid that matchup. In fact, I would anticipate that they would try to massage that matchup as much as they can in order to maximize their effectiveness defensively, just based on the field goal percentages that Giannis put up. Is it a full-on shutdown effort? No, it's not. But Joel Embiid has done to Giannis what a lot of other people have not been able to do, and that's make the guy look human. Like an NBA basketball player instead of some like monstar. So I just want to know what you took away from the game last night. And then, of course, looking ahead to the games against the Hornets and then the Celtics the following day. Where you are with the Sixers and what you think you know about the team now based on the 130-125 win over the Bucks. 610-632-0975. We have open phone lines. Plus, we are completing the bracket challenge for the chance to make it to the Sixers Fanatic All-Star Knockout Competition Extravaganza. Keep it locked right here. Sean, you're going to be first, and then it can be you. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Stop before you consider an import Armin Chevrolet S-Duda Bank. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company of the past several years, and Armin Chevrolet's reputation for customer service is outstanding. So Armin Chevrolet asks, why wouldn't you consider a new Armin Chevrolet? This month, lease a fun and peppy 2019 Armin Chevrolet Trax for only $139 per month. That's right, only $139 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Trax. Want even more? Lease a 2019 Armin Chevrolet Equinox for only $179 per month. That's right, only $179 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Just arrived, the incredibly stylish all-new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer, starting at only $29,995. The beautiful restyled Blazer is truly impressive. Visit Armin Chevrolet today or go to shoparmin.com 24/7. Chevrolet, find new roads. Tax, tags, and licensing costs are additional. Lease payments are for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. Requires $14.95 down payment. First payment due at signing. Lease conquest proof bank acquisition. Position fee and AOA one tier bank approval required. Offers expire 4/1/2019.
In Philly, we know a winner when we see one. On Wednesday, March 20th at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, we'll crown a winner you'll definitely want to see. Don't miss the sexiest contest around, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year, as the world's most beautiful showgirls compete for the coveted 2019 title. Join our special guest host, Simone Danilustris, as she guides you through a night packed with fierce competitors focused on one goal, winning Delilah's Entertainer of the Year. Start your night right and arrive early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2019 on Wednesday, March 20th is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Yuengling. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Elevate your Delilah's experience and reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit delilahs.com.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolates.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Gosh.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile's super reliable, super fast nationwide network and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Video stream set up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. ADD prioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You will see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com. Today.
It's the Pep Boys Appreciation Celebration, our way of telling our customers thank you.
And Pep Boys is doing it with 25 to 50% off items throughout the store, like 25% off select Champion batteries with free professional installation, 30% off all specialty and hand tools, 40% off 5 quarts of Pennzoil and Valvoline oil, and 50% off pig antifreeze.
You'll really celebrate these savings. The Pep Boys Appreciation Celebration. Now through March 31st. Free battery installation on most vehicles. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall, two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $179 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
Businesses are saving with Pico instant lighting discounts, and you can too. Simply choose LED lighting for your business and save instantly at checkout with participating distributors. Did you know that LED lighting can reduce costs, lower maintenance, and last more than 25 times longer than traditional bulbs? And Pico makes it easy for businesses of all sizes to qualify for instant lighting discounts with no paper application required. Take advantage of Pico instant discounts on energy-efficient lighting today. Visit pico.com/instant discounts.
Hey, sis, what you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bed Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less.
Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bed Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
111 Durango Express. Approved credit for well-qualified clients. $39.87 to its center. Total payments, $19.23. Tax Act plus $144. Duck fee addition for more. 1-800-BARBERA.com.
Hello.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom.
Your choice.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
Sports Talk for North Philadelphia.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening. Brian McLaughlin is producing. Brian will be in charge of keeping track of the show selections in our bracket here. We're going to go head-to-head with the callers and listeners. And, of course, there's potentially two tickets to the Sixers game and a spot in our knockout tournament on the line. So bring your picks. Here's how the rules are going to go to set this up. I want to give people a chance to win. So we're going to throw out the one seeds for now. If you want to tweet me separately and say that you know which 16 seed's going to be to one this year, maybe there's something I can do for you knockout-wise. But for the purposes of this contest, we're going to knock out all of the one seeds. So Duke against North Carolina Central / North Dakota State, Virginia versus Gardner-Webb, North Carolina Iona, and Gonzaga Prairie U or Fairleigh Dickinson. We're going to take all of those off the board and just assume that the one seeds are going to advance there. Also, here's where you'll have to trust me, honor system. I am not going to try to pick and choose which people to go against and which people not to go against. So I will be ahead of every phone call, circling the selection on mine that I will be taking no matter what. So if we end up with the same one, tough luck. But I'm not going to be picking head-to-head matchups and just say, oh, I want this person to have a chance, and I don't want this person to have a chance. That's not going to be the way that it goes. Fair, kosher, ready to get this thing started? Let's go to Sean and Malvern to lead things off. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How are you tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, man, too. Thanks. Yeah, about the Sixers real quick. I thought that yesterday was a real big measuring stick type game, and I think they showed up to play and really was nice to see, you know, what this team is. This is only the seventh time we had our five, you know, guys starting the game, and we're 6-1 now when we see those five guys playing. And I thought, you know, everybody stepped up pretty good. Joel Embiid obviously had a huge game going against Giannis. And I thought Redick started off real strong, and Butler came to play. Like, I like seeing him engaged, you know, for change.
You know, it's nice to see the starting five all healthy and playing together and playing well for once. It seems like we never get to see that. You're right. Whenever we do, it's been really, really good results. So does that game last night, do you take anything into a potential playoff matchup with Milwaukee there, or you just think that's one game in the regular season?
No, I mean, it definitely shows me that, you know, anything can happen come playoff time, you know, in a 7-game series. And, you know, we took it at their home. So that's definitely a huge tell, I think.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I think that that's going to be certainly not just a measuring stick, but potentially a preview in terms of how the teams might try to attack each other. Okay, let's get you a game. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go, Joe.
All right, here we go. We're going to start in the East bracket. So it's going to be who ends up playing the Duke University Blue Devils in the 8-9 matchup. We've got VCU and UCF. Who you got?
I like VCU.
We are going head-to-head. Ring the bell. We got our first one. Sean, sit tight. We're going to get you on hold. He's got VCU. I could not possibly have VCU in this game. And it's not because I hate VCU. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that I cannot even contain myself at the prospect of that dude, Zion Williamson, trying to dunk over Taco Fall. Probably my second or third favorite player in college basketball right now. 7'6" UCF Knight Taco Fall. And you can just see Zion Williamson trying to get his Vince Carter moment over Taco. So right out of the gate, Sean and Malvern and I will be going head-to-head as I will take the UCF Knights. He's taking the Rams of VCU. And we're going head-to-head. There it is. It's that simple. That's exactly how this game works. See, it's not that hard. And you got a good chance of making a move and getting into potentially our knockout tournament. Because here's the thing. My picks are always insane. So if you just take the good picks, there's a good chance that we're going to be going head-to-head. And there's a really good chance you're going to get the win. All you got to do is call now, 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin, where would you have gone on that one?
I'm taking UCF in that game.
Taking UCF.
For sure, yeah. I actually had it written down, too. But before you told me that I was keeping track of hours, I had my own picks written down here.
Okay.
So I only filled out the first few, and I had UCF, so
yeah,
boom.
The idea that that Zion Williamson's going to try to dunk on Taco is, like, the most exciting thing I think about March Madness. Like, I won't be able to watch anything else except for Zion trying to dunk on Taco if that happens.
I hope Zion puts on one of these performances, though. That, like, 5 years down the road, we're sitting here and we're talking about, oh, do you remember Zion in 2019? So, hopefully.
Well yeah, because he'll be buried on the Knicks or something like that. So, like,
or Cleveland.
Or yeah, so it's like we'll never hear from him again, but, you know, we'll always have him going head-to-head. Look, I like VCU, too. They're a fun team to watch. But I cannot deny myself the prospect of Zion trying to climb Mount Fall. It just, I can't do it. All right, speaking of that, we got a tweet from Dylan McKinnon, who's one of the producers here. Said, year of the 14 seed, at least 2-3 seeds fall in the first round. Heard it here first. Unless it doesn't happen, in that case, ignore this tweet and don't call me out for being wrong. Well, I appreciate the self-defense. I thought about this as I was going through the bracket and trying to figure things out. And actually, somebody called me about this to try to figure out, you know, where to come down on it. Duke is such, like, a prohibitive favorite. I think since, like, that 14-15 Kentucky team, no team has been favored as heavily as Duke is this year, which I found really surprising. Not because I don't like Duke this year or because I don't think that they're good. Whether you're a Duke fan or not, it seems like it's a love them or hate them school. But when you look across the rest of the bracket, this bracket is really, really good. There are some really strong teams that are really underseeded this year. Like, criminally underseeded in a lot of ways. So, I mean, I'm looking at some matchups that are just going to be outrageous. And some of them happen in the 4-13, 5-12 matchups. I mean, we're going to get a little bit further into, you know, what sleeper picks and what good teams are not going to be, you know, the actual on-court darlings as opposed to the resume darlings and, oh, watch out for this matchup and blah, blah, blah. Because sometimes those work out, right? Like, everyone saw Stephen F. Austin coming a couple years ago, and it's like, all right, this is a 14 seed or whatever that's absolutely going to win. And they ended up being right, but every year we latch on to a couple that are just not the best. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. We're talking about the Sixers, of course, in the NCAA tournament. We don't get to talk about college hoops all that often here at The Fanatic, but I think that on this occasion in particular, you want to share your moments like you were doing with Devon Givens earlier. You just want to generally talk NCAA tournament and which matchups you're looking forward to and which games you anticipate being the best. I'm all for it. So let's make it happen tonight. Let's have some fun. Let's go to Mason in Orwigsburg next on The Fanatic. What's up, Mason? Mason, what's up, man? All right, Mason is not ready. Let's go to Eric in Belmar next on The Fanatic. What's good, Eric?
How you doing, Joe?
Doing great. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. What do you think of our best matchup in the first round? Do you think we should be a 3 seed? Or who do you want to play in the first round?
I think however you get to Detroit is the best thing that you could do. I think that's just the way I'm looking at it. I'm not all that eager to play the Nets or, you know, the Celtics or any of those teams.
So you're thinking 3 seed, that's our only chance to play Detroit.
Yeah.
That's true. How about the second round? If we play Toronto, you think our chances are better than if we play Milwaukee?
You know, I guess that, Eric, that's me putting my money where my mouth is. If I think that Milwaukee's actually better than Toronto, I mean, yeah, I would say that you want to face Toronto in that second round. What about you? Where are you?
I'd rather face Toronto, but then you got to go to Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's going to be rough. I mean, it's going to be a tough road, but I think we can pull this one out. I don't know.
Why? What gives you the confidence, Eric?
Just yesterday's game, basically. If it wasn't for that game yesterday, I wouldn't be as confident as I am now. But I'm really confident after that game. I mean, they played great yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome to watch. And all the good vibes. It's amazing how we go, Eric, just game to game. If they would have lost, we would have been like, oh, the sky's falling. But a win like that is enough to get it done.
And then we'll see what happens on Wednesday with Boston, so that'll kind of change our minds one way or the other.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we're just going to kind of ignore the Hornets game in the middle. We're going to be like, oh, Embiid's sitting out. But if they lose to Boston, we might be right back at it. You're right about that.
I can't wait for Wednesday. But I'd like to play the challenge, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Let's head to the South bracket, where we've got Ole Miss and Oklahoma. Who you got?
I'll go with Oklahoma.
Ring the bell again. Here we go. All right, Eric, sit tight. We're going to put you on hold. I've got Ole Miss, the 8 seed, beating Oklahoma, the 9 seed. So 2 for 2, the audience is going to have some chances here as Eric in Belmar is sitting on hold. Brian McLaughlin's going to get his information. And just like that, we're going to go head-to-head, see who wins. If Eric wins, then he has a chance to win those coveted Sixers tickets slash a spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the game. So there you go. It's that easy. You know, this is going to be a fun matchup, by the way, because I know that a lot of people don't necessarily look at the, like, every single matchup in depth. But this is going to be a cool opportunity. It's Kermit Davis' first season for Ole Miss. They get the 8 seed. They're going against Oklahoma. And Oklahoma finished 7th in the Big 12 in the regular season and lost in the first round to West Virginia, and they just got smoked by West Virginia. Oklahoma has beaten Florida this year, Wofford, and Kansas. Those are good wins. No really, really horrendous losses, but they did lose to West Virginia twice. West Virginia finished last in the Big 12, which is just totally shocking. But they were 14-20 this year. This is going to be an interesting one because Ole Miss is really bad at rebounding the ball. One of the only teams that is worse at rebounding the ball is Oklahoma. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be looking at. We'll see, but Eric and I are going to be going head-to-head, and we'll see who wins that matchup. Brian, where were you on this?
Ole Miss. West Virginia stunk this year and blew the doors off Oklahoma.
All right.
So I'm all over Ole Miss.
All right. Well, that gives me confidence. So far, we're in agreement.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it means that I should rip this bracket up and just completely throw it out. That's a tough draw, by the way, for Ole Miss and Oklahoma, as they've got Virginia in the second round, which, I mean, I think a lot of people see Virginia as this weak seed. Really don't. Really, really don't.
I was going to ask you, you don't think Gardner Webb is going to have a UMBC moment here, do you?
I mean, so here's the thing, right? And by the way, I know very little about Gardner Webb relative to several other 16 seeds that I've known about in the recent history, so I've got to do some studying on them. Typically, Virginia holds teams to like 40-something points a game. I wouldn't be surprised if Virginia won by like 30 points in this game, just because they're hearing all week of, uh-oh, watch out, UMBC all over again. This is going to be a bad, bad game.
And this team's lost six games in the last 2 years. I mean,
they're crazy.
They have to go on a run at some point. And I kind of like their draw. I think they could take Ole Miss easy, be honest with you.
All right.
And then probably maybe Oregon. I don't know. We'll talk later.
No, isn't that interesting? Maybe tipping the hand of the show a little bit. I don't know about that. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard. Let's go to Kevin in Levittown next on the Fanatic. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
What's going on, boss? How we doing today?
Doing great. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I want to talk a little Sixers.
Sure.
Basically, I know we have two big games versus the two top seeds, or more so the Bucks and this upcoming Wednesday, which is the Celtics, mm-hmm. which is, you know, one of the biggest and toughest teams that we always face year in, year out. I really believe that if we can really show the heart that we shown the past couple games, I think if we come out like and really beat the bull crap out of them, I think that they will give the Sixers fans a lot of hope and say, you know what, this can be our year. If we do what we need to do with those two games, of course, you still have other games to play, but come on, those are the two major games right now, which is the Bucks and the Celtics, man.
Do you think that the Celtics have some kind of mental edge right now that needs to kind of be like exercised before the playoffs, or else, you know, things could go sideways?
Yes, I truly believe that if they don't get this win, this upcoming Wednesday against them, if we don't show up, it's going to linger. It's going to linger into the playoffs, especially if we see them in, you know, one of these first round or even in the second round. Because who knows? You know, Boston Celtics, when it comes down to the playoffs, they play really, really tough. And look how they went all the way to the, you know, Eastern Conference championship last year, you know, because of their toughness. And there's something about how they always say how Al Horford plays Joel Embiid. He really needs to show up in these games against them. That's me. I truly believe that if we show them who we are, again, having Butler there, they didn't see Butler. Having Tobias, they haven't seen Tobias. So that's what I'm so excited for this upcoming Wednesday, man. I think that's really going to be the icebreaker.
I think so, too. I'm looking forward to that matchup in a big way because of all the things that you said. I think they just got to get, you know, that monkey off their back and be able to finally beat Boston and have confidence to go against them in the playoffs. Kevin, you want to play this game here?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right.
Throw something at me about this NCAA.
All right, here we go. So we're going to go to the Midwest region now, where we're going to assume that UNC advances over Iona, and that takes us to the 8-9 matchup between Utah State, the 8 seed, and Washington, the 9 seed. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the underdog, the 9 seed, on the simple fact that that's how we are in Philadelphia. We a blue-collar chip team. So I'm always rooting for that underdog, man. That's just me. That's my mentality. You want to know why? Because at the end of the day, you know, hungry dogs, they are hungrier, right? They bite.
They run faster, Kevin. And you know what? Thanks for the phone call, man. We're going head-to-head again because those Utah State Aggies favored by 2 points, the hottest team going into the tournament. I am taking Utah State. Oh, no. He dropped off. Kev, call back. We got to get your personal information so that you can be in the contest. Oh, man. What if Washington beats Utah State? What if he would have been the one? He's got to call back in. Oh, man, Kev, got to get you all squared away. As our boys on the midday show might say, we got to get you in. If you're not in right now, we got to get you in. You know anything about Utah State or Washington this year, Brian, or are those games past your bedtime?
To be honest with you, I don't know much about Utah State, but here's my rule. I'm not really rolling with the Pac-12 this year.
Okay.
I'm not really rolling with them, especially the team that lost in the championship. And Markelle Fultz, I'm just scorned from Washington for some reason. I just can't because of Fultz.
I got you.
He ruined me on Washington.
I got you. Open phone line, 610-632-0975. Instead, you'll go with the 28-6 Mountain West regular season co-champion and the conference tournament champion, Craig Smith, leading the Aggies, who, by the way, were picked to finish, what, 11th? In the Mountain West? No, they were 9 out of 11. They were picked to finish in the Mountain West. My goodness. I think there's something about the hotness, and especially considering that the Aggies are favored by 2 points. I want to like Washington every single year. I really do. I want to like them because they've got all of the length, all the athleticism. They do that positionless basketball thing. They're a team that should do really well. And yet, for whatever reason, they're never able to put it together. I know they've made a coaching change. I know that they've shaken things up. I know they've got some ridiculous talent. Dickerson's still there, but man, oh man. Give me that Mountain West. Plus, here's the other thing, right? And one of my other rules is that if the team has won anywhere between like 28 and like 32 or 33 games, regardless of the level of competition, it is hard to not mess up over the course of that stretch. That was like the first thing that should have clued you in about like Gonzaga, for instance, or some of those other teams. Murray State back in the day and Belmont back in the, like when those teams were winning 32, 33 games and then they'd come in and beat somebody, you'd be like, what, really? It shouldn't surprise you when they're winning that many games. But there you go. Utah State going up against Washington. That's the matchup. So far, by the way, just to like paint this picture, all three participants in our contest so far have the opportunity, at least, to be in the hat for those tickets because we have gone head-to-head on every single one so far.
And we got Kevin's information, so...
Oh, thank goodness.
If the U-Dub does come up big, he's in.
He's in. All right. Let's go next to Mike in Pottstown. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
Good, man. So, little Flyers action.
Yes,
sir. What a big game last night, man. Oh, my God.
Yo, they're in that team's head. The Penguins have no prayer of protecting a lead against the Flyers ever. That's never going to happen.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. I mean, Stadium Series now again. I mean, it's the Penguins just got to be thinking, hopefully the Flyers don't make the playoffs. I don't want to see them.
You're not. Well, and, Mike, the other thing is, you watched a team last night. Like, the Penguins, I know that they're playing for seeding or whatever, but the Flyers are literally fighting for their lives. And you saw the difference in desperation last night. And Carter Hart was just outrageous. It was a really, really good game to watch.
Nah, yeah, Carter Hart's been on his head last night. That was for sure.
Out of his mind.
Yeah, man.
All right, Mike, you ready for this game?
I'm ready, I think.
All right, so here
so
we go.
So what happens, though? If you lose, I win, or what's how that works?
So what's happening is, right now I've circled a team in the matchup that I'm going to ask you about. If we go head-to-head and you pick the other team and you win, you have a chance to win knockout tickets.
Nice. All
fair?
Right.
All right, so we're going to go to the West. We're going to assume that Gonzaga advances as the one seed, and now we go on to the 8-9 matchup, the 8th-seeded Syracuse Orangemen taking on the 9-seed Baylor Bears. Who you got?
Oh, I can't go against Syracuse.
Oh, you know what, Mike? Neither can I, man. Sorry about that. I've got Syracuse advancing as well. I really like Baylor. But for some reason, Syracuse losing in the first round of the tournament, I can't see it. It's a hard thing to see. Plus, I think I want to like Baylor a lot more, right? Like, I think it's cool that you guys remember the Yale-Baylor matchup from a couple years ago when Yale beat Baylor and Mekhi Mason had like 31 points or whatever he had. Mekhi Mason is Baylor's starting point guard now. So I think it'd be pretty cool if he led Baylor to a win. I just don't see it against Syracuse. Brian, do you concur?
Not only do I have Syracuse winning this game, I have them winning the next game against Gonzaga.
Oh, my heavens. All right, so there we are. We're in agreement.
Outright.
610-632-0975. Matt, you're going to be up first, and then we have open phone lines. Line up for this contest. You got a great chance to win knockout tickets. Plus, we're talking Sixers. We're mixing in the Flyers a little bit. We haven't even talked about the Eagles news. We'll get to that in just a little bit. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatics Bracket Challenge is back. A perfect bracket could win you
$1 million.
The top points winner wins a 5-night vacation at Icona Resorts Beachfront Hotels down the shore in Avalon, Diamond Beach, or Cape May. Registration is now open. Go to 975thefanatic.com. Register, then pick your perfect bracket. Fanatic Bracket Challenge is presented by TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, and 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Fanatics, if you're looking for a new Ram truck, do me a favor and visit TurnersvilleJeep.com and see the 2019 Ram 1500, voted Motor Trend's Truck of the Year for advancements in design and engineering excellence. Right now, during Ram Truck Month, you'll see massive discounts of up to $12,000 off new Ram trucks. Got a big summer project? Hauling the boat to the shore? You need a dependable new Ram. But guys, you got to take action now during Ram Truck Month. Visit the website, choose the Ram you want, then set an appointment to see my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. You'll find out why truck shoppers are driving across the tri-state area for better prices, bigger selection, and an all-around better buying experience. TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. Minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridge on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or visit TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500 Crew Cab, MSRP $47,690. Selling price of $35,690 includes all applicable rebates. Price includes all costs paid by the consumer, except licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Not valid with trade, cannot be combined with other offers, and March 31st, 2019.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Leadership for growth. A message from Icona Resorts. World-class business retreats. Icona.com.
It's been said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. You feel like your business is stuck in neutral with little or no growth. How do you get it back in gear? Icona can show you how. With a 2 or 3 day business retreat that'll force you to focus on your mission, your vision, and your financial goals for your leadership team for the next year through the next 5 years. Imagine taking your leadership team to an environment away from the distractions of iPhone, iPad, and I don't know what I'm doing. It's also been said that if you don't know where you're going, how will you know when you get there? We all need a roadmap, a blueprint for our life and our businesses. Icona can show you how. Icona means business. I-C-O-N-A means business.com. Icona means business.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest, and the Samsung Galaxy S10 is everywhere. It just came out and has lived up to the hype. It's next level. Everyone's loving the new ultra-wide lens that snaps the perfect picture, an ultrasonic fingerprint scanner, and a ridiculously powerful battery that can wirelessly power your Galaxy Buds or Galaxy Watch. I can't believe how amazing it really is. It's a game changer. So don't miss out. Pick up yours today. The Samsung Galaxy S10, available now. And you get up to $550 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com.
Bungalow, apartment, flat, farmhouse, fort, lodge, cabin, cottage, chateau, palace, shack, crib, condo, shoebox, duplex, manor, mansion, McMansion, hutch, hut, pad, shanty, villa, castle, cave. No matter what you call it, a realtor knows how to find you the perfect home. We're more than an agent or app. We're trusted professionals serving you, your family, and community for over 100 years. That's not just what realtors do.
That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Okay, Rose, let's keep it simple. A quick commercial.
Okay, but...
Cut!
The Samsung Galaxy M Prime 3 is impossible to capture in 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
We'll need some gorgeous studio lighting to show off that 5-inch HD screen.
Oh, yeah?
And some endless exotic beach for that 8-megapixel rear camera and long-lasting battery life.
Sure.
See, we just don't have the time to cover it all in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Switch to Cricket and get a free Samsung Galaxy M Prime 3. Smile, you're on Cricket.
And for 18-19 while supplies last. Requires number ported in a new line. Minimum $30 per month. First month service charge due at sale. Taxes and restrictions apply. One-time fees may apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Seasons change. Spring training slides into the regular season. Summer cools into fall. Leaves change their color. Lives change their shape. Change is life's only constant. AAA Insurance is here to be your guide through life's journey. Protect what matters most. Make sure you have the right insurance for whatever season of life you're in. Talk to your local AAA Insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com for details.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Let Sport Clips Haircuts upgrade your day. During the month of March, get $5 off the double MVP experience via text message when you check in online or with the Sport Clips app. That means after your fresh cut, you'll get double the massaging shampoo and legendary hot steam towel. Then we'll give you $5 off. It's a win-win. The Sport Clips app. Download, check in, and cut the wait. Mobile opt-in required to receive discount code. Offer expires 3/31/19. See terms at sportclips.com/thank you.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get up to a $500 rebate special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
It's the most important time of the season for the Flyers. Get ready for marquee matchups at the Wells Fargo Center. Tuesday, March 19th is Fan Appreciation Night presented by Toyota. The Flyers will pay tribute to our incredible fans and take on the Montreal Canadiens. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 97.5TheFanatic.com. Presented by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at RealPhillyDeli.com. Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Almost an hour in the books already. Brian McLaughlin is producing as we continue to discuss the NCAA tournament. Of course, a general question, is it Duke or the field this year? I feel like a lot of people literally would take Duke over the field. The Zion factor, they've got Cam Reddish, R.J. Barrett. When Zion Williamson went out, there was an adjustment period, and then we were like, oh yeah, R.J. Barrett was the number one recruit, not Zion Williamson. Now, to be fair, Williamson is definitely the best player on that team. Make no mistake about it, but R.J. Barrett is ready to go in terms of being a big-time go-to player, even for an ACC powerhouse team like Duke. We've got 4 spots already filled out in our bracket, so there's plenty of opportunity to get in here. 610-632-0975. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. A couple of people on Twitter have reached out. UCF has to win so that we can get Zion versus Taco Fall. The tournament will be an utter disappointment if Zion doesn't try to posterize a 7'6" center. That's exactly what I'm saying. I could never deny myself. Like, I love VCU. I don't think I'll ever forgive the Rams if they deprive me of this moment, this opportunity. Jasper Lucas tweets in, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have Duke winning it all in all my brackets. Having Zion and Barrett on the same team together is like having MJ and Pippen. Unless both of them have a bad game, can't see Duke losing. Duke only lost one game with both of them in the lineup. Well, the other problem with it is that I thought I had Duke figured out early in the season because, you know, oftentimes brothers play similarly, right? So I didn't love Tyus Jones as a college player. I liked him more as a pro prospect. So when Trey Jones came to Duke, I was like, okay, I think I know what this guy's going to be. Trey Jones has the opportunity to be way better in terms of the impact that he can make. Like, I was so wrong about Trey Jones relative to Tyus Jones. I think that Trey Jones could... I watched some of his vision and his passing ability and stuff like that. Duke's got up and down the lineup guys that can hurt you. I wouldn't blame anybody for taking Duke all the way.
Well, the Kentucky team 2015 with Karl-Anthony Towns.
Uh-huh.
Unstoppable, unbeatable. Went to the Final Four and lost.
Anybody can
Frank
lose.
Kaminsky and those Wisconsin Badgers. Sam Decker.
Dude, Kaminsky, he of the one move. He of the drive to the center of the lane and then spin back the other way over and over and over again. And
that
no
was
one
a fantastic game,
it.
Too.
It was an awesome game. Really, really good
and
game.
And then the national title was good, too. Wisconsin and Duke.
Absolutely.
Jahlil Okafor. Man, he missed like that entire game. Remember, we should have known right then and there he was going to stink.
Well, they took him off the floor in a defensive situation at the end of the game. It's crazy. I was thinking of all the great finishes that Duke has been involved in, right? Like, I was thinking of some of the games that we talked about. And then there was the, nobody even talks about the Gordon Hayward, like, shot that wasn't for Butler. You know, the half-court shot. Like, that was one of the best finishes of any game, I think, that I've seen, period. As, like, sharp relief, right, to the Butler-UConn final. That was, like, one of the worst national championship games I've ever watched because Butler just literally didn't belong there even a little bit. It's crazy. 610-632-0975. But there's plenty of games still to get in. Here's just the general rundown. If you're just joining us, I know that everybody wants to get the opportunity to win those Fanatic knockout tickets. Here's how it's working, right? We are going head-to-head, the callers and the audience and the show. And pretty much the way that it works is that when you're ready to play the game, I will circle a team, we'll ask you about the game. If you pick opposite me, you pick the team that I don't pick, then you win. Then you get the chance to be in the hat, and we'll give away a pair of tickets. Maybe we'll give out a couple pairs, depending on how many people get this right. Because supposedly that we might have some more tickets for us to give away over the course of the upcoming week. So I'll just lump all of my allotment together and dedicate them to this particular shindig. So we'll do that. We'll try to get as many people qualified as we can. You got to pick the games, and you got to be smarter than the show. Shouldn't be that hard. Matt in Maple Shade is up next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm amazing right now. This is my favorite week of the year when it comes to sports. I took off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh.
Wednesday, I need to fully prepare. And Thursday, Friday are, in my opinion, the best sports days of the year, you know, non-Philly sports, just general. But
I've got to tell you the truth, Matt. The standard level sports fanatic takes off Friday. The really dedicated guys take off Thursday. The fact that you went Wednesday, that's the best thing I've ever heard. Good for you.
Right now, I am making my whiteboard in my apartment. I just threw it up. I've got different notations. I've got 3 notations. So green star means there's an NBA player on the team. Orange means they're in the top 10 in three or free throw percentages. And my purple star means they have a great coach or they have a bunch of seniors there. So, yeah, I'm all on board.
This is tremendous.
One thing you said real quick, I wasn't going to talk about this, but you talk about UCF, BCU. BCU is 310th in the nation in three-point shooting. So if you're going to get over at Taco Falls, they're going to force you to play outside, and VCU can't play outside.
That's exactly so right.
It doesn't much matter because they're going against Duke, but hey, I say UCF's a lock on that one. I'm sorry. Yeah, UCF's a lock on that one.
Well, so that gives me confidence, Matt. But the problem that I have now is that I'm concerned that I'll give you a matchup and our minds will be aligned. I hope
that
you can find
the
game.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. I almost want to say I'll take whoever you don't have to come down to the game.
Of course.
I'm working through them. It depends on what bracket you get to. I got the I don't know them by the names. I got top left and bottom left done, so I'm working on the other two. I mean, I had a Sixer point. My one thing is about the Sixers playoff rotation.
Yeah.
I do not like when Jonah Bolden gets in the game, and I know that they try to work him in when they got a smaller center they're going against, but I just wish they use Boban against when they have the bigger guy in, and if it's like an Al Horford or type, just have him beat out there. It just seems when Jonah Bolden gets in, I don't know, it just seems like the whole rhythm of the team just gets messed up. So I'm hoping he's back to the bench when it comes to playoff time.
Well, I know they want to see what they have in him because he is a young guy, but I'm with you. Like, when you have a hulking behemoth like Joel Embiid, Boban at least looks that way. He's not nearly as agile or anything else, but I agree with you. I'd like to see the Boban definitely lock up that backup
Boban
big man role.
Well, if you get Joel for the rest. I don't think you need to work Bolden in this late in the year.
I'm with you. All right, Matt, here we go. We're going to go back to the eastern part of the bracket where it is the 5-12 matchup. We've got Mississippi State taking on Liberty. Who you got?
Okay, beautiful. So there's a lot of 12 you might want to look at this year. Liberty is not one of them. So this is one of those games I looked at for 5 seconds, went through the regular season stats, all that. I don't even need the explanation. I'm going Mississippi State to then lose to Virginia Tech in the next round, but I'm going Mississippi State.
Matt, we're going to qualify you. We've got Liberty. We're head-to-head. We're going head-to-head. You know what? Here's the thing. I was really leaning Mississippi State on this one. And Matt, sit tight. We're going to get your info. I was really, really leaning Mississippi State. But then I started to think, is this team overseeded? I know that there's a lot of stats that have Liberty going the other way. I'm worried about Mississippi State's athleticism. But we're gonna go with Liberty in this matchup and see if Matt has the opportunity to advance to the next round here and get his name in the hat. He took Mississippi State, and that's Matt in Maple Shade. Get him qualified. And I know Brian McLaughlin was emphatic that he had Liberty. Brian, why is that?
I thought you didn't have Liberty. Let me just tell you something. I've never seen a Liberty game in my life, but I'm taking Liberty.
Oh, good. Oh, that's great. Just pick a random 5-12.
It's not a random. I looked at the line. I know it's 7, but I still like Liberty. Something about it.
Right.
They wouldn't have put them there if they weren't going to pull the upset.
Well, so here's the thing, right? Here's what I know about Liberty. I know that they beat Lipscomb, who's pretty good this year. Like, you're going to be like, oh, what? They're 25-7 this year. They're a pretty good team. And they beat UCLA, which, honestly, isn't too much to write home about this year. You know, Liberty is only the 63rd team in those KenPom rankings. So not bad. They're ahead of some higher-seeded teams. There's a chance.
I think Liberty's going to pull the upset. I don't think the SEC, especially these Mississippi State teams, Ole Miss, are notoriously powerhouses here in the tournament. So,
conversely speaking, Mississippi State 21st in KenPom. But we have an uphill battle here, McLaughlin.
Yeah.
But I'm relying on your expertise.
I'm feeling Liberty. I really have no basis for it, to be honest. Well, but it's the NCAA tournament. I've seen this story play out before.
And it's Liberty's turn.
Lady Liberty.
The good thing, though, is that despite the fact that Liberty doesn't rebound the ball that well, they control tempo. They have shot makers, playmakers. But, I mean, the backcourt that Mississippi State has with Weatherspoon and who's the other guy? Oh, Peters is the other guy. Man, oh, man. Really, really good squad. That could be a double-digit rebounding advantage, too, for Mississippi State. We'll see. Get Matt maybe the opportunity to be qualified. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. So, we've made it a decent amount of the way through here, but there's plenty of opportunity to still punch your ticket at 97.5, the Fanatics Knockout Tournament. Two tickets to the Sixers game on Monday, or on Thursday, March 28th against the Nets. So I don't want to speak out of turn, but Brian's tweeting in and asking if you need tickets to watch the knockout event after the game, because he already has tickets to the game. I don't believe that you need tickets to spectate. I don't think that they kick everybody out, but I'm not positive on that. I will find out, because you're not the first person that's asked me about that. So I've got to confirm, but I don't, at least in years past, I don't believe that the bowl was cleared or anything like that. He also says Matt from Maple Shade needs a job at 97.5 for college analysis. I mean, I go deep. I don't have a whiteboard, man. I don't do the color coding system. Like,
that was impressive.
Don't get me wrong. Like, if you looked at my play by play spotting boards and you saw everything being different colors and highlighted and everything else, and you'd be like, "What in the world is this gibberish?" I get it, but that's going deep on the bracket. I like that.
I mean, I look at who has a pro player. Like, sure. Murray State, for example, they have a pro player.
They do.
I mean, so it's good to look at that stuff. And the KenPom rankings are always pretty accurate as far as the Final Four goes, so the championship goes.
The problem that I have is that, like, the new net rating system that was literally NCAA created, and it was supposed to be, like, the definitive answer to which teams are good and which teams aren't. Like, the 29th team, Clemson, or that was KenPom, but like they and North Carolina State were the two like darlings of the net rating. Both of those teams left out, which is kind of weird considering the love that the ACC has been getting. I thought for sure that one or not both of those teams maybe would get an at-large bid. Didn't happen. Clemson rated 35th in those ratings. North Carolina State very highly rated as well, but. No, it's just more confusion.
Clemson was one of the last four teams out, correct?
I believe that is the case, yeah. Just Clemson, the problem with that team is that they just couldn't get that signature win. You know what I mean? If they got one more big one, if they were able to beat North Carolina, or they were able to, like, if they got an upset there.
I mean, that's easier said than done.
Well, of course it is, yeah. I mean, and for a 19-13 team, I mean, they could have done more winning. But NC State is a team that, like, always suckers people into picking them. So I'm a little bit surprised that they didn't get a little bit more love from the committee.
So you're not going to talk about, we're not going to pick the one seeds, two seeds. Is there any one or two that you see going out early?
Okay, so we can leave out the two seeds too, I guess. So
we're not going to qualify anybody for those.
Yeah, probably not. The one that I... And it's hard to believe because I think that they might be the best two seed. I like Colgate a little bit, and they're playing Tennessee. So from a matchup, like, I think Tennessee might be the best two seed, period. So that's the problem, but...
You look at Tennessee, they beat Kentucky twice, and they beat Gonzaga. And I'm like, man, this team...
They're good. Play.
Yeah, they're good. But I watched them yesterday against Auburn, and I wasn't overly impressed.
Right. Well, of course.
Bruce Pearl was out of his mind completely on silence. But I don't know. Tennessee scares me. Their team, again, they're not a traditionalist.
Colgate's a player. Like, Colgate is a pretty good team. I mean, but other than that, I mean, I think Michigan's got no problem with Montana. Michigan State doesn't have a problem with Bradley. I don't think Kentucky, Abilene Christian, I don't see that happening either. So I guess if there was one that I would say the best chance for that team would probably be Colgate, but I really like Tennessee, so I don't see that happening either. You looking anywhere, Brian? You see anything?
You know what? I don't know.
Watch, he's going to say Bradley. Watch, he's going to say.
I'm looking a row up. I don't know if we're going to go in the fours.
Yeah. We're going to go, yeah.
We're going to qualify people for the fours?
We are.
Okay,
yeah.
So I won't jump in there.
Yeah, don't jump in there quite yet.
I feel like Old Dominion could beat Purdue.
Do you?
I do. Mm. I know.
That's an interesting one.
I know they had a fantastic year, but
all right.
I'm going to go Villanova over them anyway. So I don't usually love to take 15 seeds and 14 seeds anyway.
To begin with?
Yeah, so.
But eventually, like, here's the problem, right, is that people do it because they're like, oh, yeah, you got to be different. But you can't win your bracket unless you pick the winner anyway. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
All of the initial points that you get at the beginning end up being undone because, like, your Final Four and your national championship, they count for, like, 100 points. So it's pretty rare that you can just do it because you had the sleepers, unless those sleepers, you have them also going to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight or whatever. So, I mean, that's the other element to it. By the way, you're getting torched on Twitter from some people,
May.
By the way. Yeah, Brian.
For what?
Tell Brian Syracuse ain't beating Gonzaga.
Oh,
it's from at J Gridlock.
At B underscore McGlock. Please.
McGlock's locks.
Syracuse over Gonzaga.
Okay. All right. It is written. Let it be written. Let it be done.
Good. I want to get ripped.
Good. 610-632-0975.
Another team that's getting a ton of love is Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And I watched West Virginia, 14 win West Virginia, bury them the other night. I can't. You see, like, a couple of the pundits on ESPN. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Seth.
Greenberg.
He has them going to the Final Four. I'm not buying that.
Because of one bad game?
Yeah,
I'm not buying
it.
Because one bad team?
I'm not buying it. I can't see them get past Michigan.
So I play the game with my dad all the time where we call or text each other random colleges, and we have to try to come up with the nicknames. I've gotten really good at this game over the course of the years. There's one in the field that stumped me. Northern Kentucky, which no disrespect to this. I didn't even know it existed. I had no clue, no godly idea what Northern Kentucky's nickname was. Do you know, Brian? You know off the top of your head?
Huskies?
That's a safe bet. Everybody else is. It's the Northern Kentucky Norse, which is an awesome name.
Never gotten that.
Nope. I had no prayer on that. But that was the only one. I did pretty well throughout the field. But that was one that I lost on. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. We're continuing to discuss Selection Sunday. We've got to talk, too, about the local team interest here because there are a couple of teams, obviously, in Villanova and Temple that are going to be in the conversation here for longer or shorter, I guess, depending on what happens here. We're not going to do the play-in games, so I've got to say this. Temple would rather play Arizona State. They would rather play St. John's. They would rather play anybody than Belmont. That is not a very happy matchup for Fran Dunphy and the Temple Owls. I hope that I'm wrong, and I hope that that all comes together and it's no problem and it's smooth sailing for Quentin Rose and company, but I look at Belmont and I think that is a team that is built to win in the NCAA tournament. I am not thrilled that Temple has to go against them in a play-in game. First of all, the idea that you have a play-in game at all as an 11 seed is kind of silly to begin with. I get why you do it, but a lot of people have said, oh, why isn't it 15 seeds, things like that. You can see there's a variety of reasons why that wouldn't happen. But long story short, you're seeing two 11 seeds play in two different brackets, and you're seeing two 16 seeds play in two different brackets. So you're watching those play-in games. Honest to goodness, I think Temple matches up better with Maryland than they do with Belmont. I really don't like that matchup a little bit for Temple. So I hope that I'm wrong once again, but man, oh man. Like, if you're watching Belmont, right, that's a team that always shoots the ball really well. That's a really good passing team. They lead the nation in assists. Belmont is trouble, I think, for the Owls. I don't mean to do it to you, Temple. I'm sorry. And I hope that I'm wrong. But when I saw that was the matchup, I said, oh, no. I really wanted to see Temple St. John's. I thought that would have been a good game. But so that's something that I don't anticipate going well for the Owls. 610-632-0975. We do have wide open phone lines if you want to play the game and have the opportunity to win tickets to the Fanatic Knockout Tournament. Call in now, 610-632-0975. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. He's the home of Jimmy Butler.
Rebound follow, Jimmy Butler.
Tobias Harris.
Double A and a right-hand jam. Tobias Harris.
And J.J. Redick.
Redick for three, shot up and good. J.J. Redick over Kuzma. playoffs, and Redick is hot. Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
In Philly, we know a winner when we see one. On Wednesday, March 20th at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, we'll crown a winner you'll definitely want to see. Don't miss the sexiest contest around, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year, as the world's most beautiful showgirls compete for the coveted 2019 title. Join our special guest host, Simone Danilustris, as she guides you through a night packed with fierce competitors focused on one goal, winning Delilah's Entertainer of the Year. Start your night right and arrive early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2019 on Wednesday, March 20th is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Yuengling. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Elevate your Delilah's experience and reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit delilahs.com.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Broken branches aren't going away. Pipes will always work perfectly until the moment they don't. And debris will fly whichever way the wind is blowing. Sometimes it feels like the world is tapping us on the shoulder, reminding us to be prepared. That's why AAA insurance agents help you get the home coverage you need. Because the unexpected will always happen. Unusual storms, fallen debris, sudden leaks. And we'll be right there to help you stay prepared. Just like we have been for over 100 years. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance that's right for you. Talk with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
Advertisement. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Greg Hobby, admitted in New Jersey. Matt Christian, admitted in South Carolina. Co-funders, Pogus Milroot, LLC, Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. The Graham Law Firm, PA, Charleston, South Carolina. I am a paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention. If you were seriously injured at work, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Accidents on a construction, industrial, or manufacturing site may have been caused by a third party, such as an engineer, contractor, or property owner. You may be eligible for workers' compensation, and you may also have a case against a negligent third party. If you are suffering, or if a loved one died after a work-related accident, call Sokolov Law right now for your free consultation. Call 800-214-8500. That's 800-214-8500. Call 800-214-8500. 800-214-8500.
Jason Mertidis here to tell you about my guys at Natural Lawn. When my kids are running around in the yard, I want to make sure that what I put on my lawn is safe. That usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemical used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn and I don't have to be worried about my kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And for as many years as I can remember, Mikey Miss has been telling me to use them. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. For a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds and tell them Jason sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Macy's VIP sale brings you our best names at our biggest savings. Discover the designers, trends, and styles you'll love all spring. Then add something extra. Take an extra 10 to 30% off throughout the store with your Macy's card or pass. You'll even save an extra 15% on beauty purchases. Hurry in. Macy's VIP sale ends March 24th. Savings on regular and sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. Spring is here, which means it's the best time to visit your local Honda dealer for the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. You can get a great deal on the Accord and Civic, which both come standard with Honda Sensing, and its suite of driver assistive and safety features to help you alert you to things you might miss on the road. They both offer thrilling performance thanks to their available turbocharged engines, and the available paddle shifters help make every drive feel sporty. So make sure you visit your local Honda dealer today.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic. And it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall, two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $179 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Sports Talk for Germantown, Mount Airy, and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening. Brian McLaughlin is producing. You know, I've got to think, I've said this before, the coaching setup against the Bucks actually worked out pretty well overall for the Philadelphia 76ers. You know, Brett Brown's come under fire. And I've said this a lot, that the Sixers oftentimes can't judge Brett Brown, or at least they haven't been able to judge Brett Brown effectively because of a total, by design, deficiency of talent on the roster. But I've said it before and I'll say it again. These are the rules that I play under. If you're Brett Brown and you pretty much got to be an NBA head coach for free for 5 years, expectations free, unfortunately, the trade-off is that you don't get to warm your way up to having a good team. I get that the Sixers themselves might not win the championship game this year. If they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, or they don't make it out of the second round or something like that, I think that there will be more patience with the team than there will be with the coach. I don't know if that's fair or unfair, but when you get the job security that Brown had over the course of the process years, being able to just coach and collect the NBA head coach's salary without real expectations of player development or anything like that, unfortunately or fortunately, however you look at it, the margin for error doesn't exist. It's not like he's a first or second year head coach now with a team, and I think that that's what it comes down to now. You know, all of the chips are kind of on the table. This is going to be a big, big year for Brett Brown in the playoffs. And the Bucks and the Celtics and the Raptors, these are all teams that are certainly going to be on your mind if you're a Sixers fan looking ahead here. We're also looking at this
Well, we want to give you the opportunity, of course, to get into the 97.5, the Fanatic Knockout Tournament. Here's the game that we're playing. We are picking the first round games, except for the 1 and 2 seed games, the 116, 215 games. We're not picking those. But every other game, we're picking in the first round. And I am circling the team that I have selected. If you pick the team that I have not selected, we will go head-to-head. If your team wins, your pick beats mine, then we will be qualifying you for the chance to win a pass and two tickets to the game against the Nets on Thursday, March 28th, and also pass into our knockout tournament. It's that easy. So far, we've had a significant number of qualifiers, so you have a good chance of getting in because we've kind of been going against the grain here a lot of times. We're not trying to artificially qualify people, but you know, the show versus the callers and the audience, that's kind of the way that it's been working out here so far. Brian McLaughlin's recording everything, so we got it all good. It's all official. So if you differ from us, sit tight, we'll put you on hold, get your information, and get you in the mix. Let's go to Chuck and Bluebell next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Chuck? How you doing tonight?
Joe, how you doing tonight? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
You kind of took the words right out of my mouth talking about Brett Brown. Everyone in the city is so quick to judge him now, today, and, you know, oh, he should be, let go. He should be, extended, blah, 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 blah. His test, and he hasn't had one yet, is yet to come, and that's this playoff.
Is this playoffs, and, Chuck, early enough to act either way, whether it's an extension or moving on from the
well,
guy?
Well, let's say this. We win the first round. Second round's a crapshoot who we get. You know, it's so tough. I mean, if you tell me we lose in the second round, seven game series to, I don't know, let's say Toronto, I'm bringing them back.
Okay.
I'm pulling teeth at saying that, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I mean. It's gotten to be that tough.
But everyone in the city wants to judge him now, today. He hasn't had that test yet. And that test is yet to come. This year, this playoff, is his test.
Why do you think he's so polarizing, Chuck? Because I'm with you. I think the people are either like, he needs to be the coach for the lifetime or, you know, never again.
I guess because of the process.
Me too.
You know, because he was, you know, not the face, but, you know, he had to put up with the process. And God bless him. I mean, I wouldn't want that job, would you?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of would. I mean, to be fair, you don't have to win. You know, you collect the salary. You don't have to do player development. That's what I meant by it, Chuck, was that Brett Brown, I mean, with all due respect to him, he had no expectations. There was nothing that the ownership group expected him to do. And that's why I think there's the additional expectations now, because it's like, hey, we've gone out and gotten you a team. You got to deliver now.
Now it's your turn to show us what you can do.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
All right, Chuck, you want... Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so we're going to go to the Western part of the bracket now, where we've got Marquette and Murray State. This is probably going to be the best game of the opening weekend, by the way. It's the 5-12 matchup, Marquette and Murray State.
Let me get my number 12, always.
Okay, he went 12. I'm going the opposite way. Chuck, sit tight. Ring the bell again. Here we go. He's got Murray State. I've got Marquette. So Chuck in Bluebell, if Murray State is able to get by Marquette, the opportunity to win a knockout seat, or I guess place in line, as it were, is potentially Chuck in Bluebell. So there you go. I think this is the best game of the weekend. I truly do. I think there are some really good games. I think this is the best one. Because you're looking at a team that absolutely 100% in Marquette that has some ballers. Marcus Howard is a guy who can give you a million points. They've got the two brothers, Sam and Joey Hauser, who are just total dead-eye shooters. And, of course, we haven't even talked about John Morant, who's from Murray State. He's like Russell Westbrook of college. And you talk about an explosive guy, plays above the rim, led the country in assists. He's got some supporting cast as well, but John Morant's really what makes that team go. Now, I know that hurt Brian McLaughlin. I am so positive that you were on the Murray State side of that. I could not be more sure of anything.
Well, I made a decision weeks ago that I was taking Murray State in the first round, regardless of who they play.
It doesn't do anything so for you that changed, they've got to play Marcus Howard?
It changed a little bit that Marquette, because Marquette's loaded multiple positions.
Really good.
But then again, I watched them in the tournament, the Big East tournament. Mm-hmm. It fell flat again.
Yep.
So I think Murray State can get the job done. Okay. I want to go with the best player in the court, and the best player on the court is Morant.
Okay. All right. I'm not. The only question I have is whether Howard is healthy, because he wasn't healthy later in the year, and we'll see if he's able to get healthy. I think he's had that wrist injury for a little while. But
the only thing with Morant, I just hope he's not looking ahead to the NBA draft and what's next.
Right.
So.
Well, that's the thing, right, is it's. Like Steph Curry kind of played his way up a lot of draft boards in the NCAA tournament. John Morant doesn't have a whole lot of room to ascend.
Yeah,
he's kind of up there already.
Right now projected to be the second overall pick. And he's not going to go number one. So hopefully he's not looking too far ahead. But I'm going with Murray State. I'm with Chuck and Bluebell.
Make sure I'm not joking. This will be, I think, the best game of the opening weekend. This is the one to watch. So definitely find time to watch that. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jimmy in Mount Holly next on The Fanatic. What's happening, Jimmy?
Yeah, Joe, I hope you don't ring the bell on the Sixers point that I'm going to make. I've been listening to this show all day, and I cannot believe how everybody is just assuming we're going to beat Charlotte. I think this is a terrible tactical move by not playing Joel Embiid. So this load management garbage, load this. Kemba Walker is going to score 40 points or more. We got to have Joe's firepower in there to match that. Now, if I'm right, Joe, then it's a second of a back-to-back at home against Boston. Oh, we'll have Joe back. I mean, they'll lose that game. Mark my words, if they do this, they're going to go 0-2 in the next game. And I cannot believe, I mean, these people have short memories. I mean, we lost to that garbage Chicago team without Embiid. Now we're going to go in Kemba Walker's house and win? I don't think so, unless we have our best basketball player on the floor. I cannot believe how short these people's memories are when it comes to this team. I mean, we wanted to fire Brett Brown. Now we're going to the finals because of yesterday. I mean, Joe, you know, I'm looking for you for reason here.
Well, you know, Jimmy, the part of it that is almost beyond reason, right, is I've got to find another source to confirm this, but supposedly Joel Embiid's holding himself out of the game for his own load management, that it wasn't like a team decision. So I've got to see what that is.
Well, I mean, that would be different then. I mean, then I'd have to reevaluate my position. I mean, the man knows his own body, but then, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to question his heart. I mean, that was my first inclination. But, I mean, it really, I'm telling you, be careful. You know, I told this to Gargano and Martinez. If this team goes 0-2 in the next game, we're going to have more problems than irate fans wanting a coach fight. This team is going to blow everything. Now, if they don't get this third seed, guess what? This team is going nowhere deep. They must get that third seed. Clinch the damn third seed, and then we'll worry about load management and resting players, Joe.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am 100% with you that you really want to get that third seed. Fourth seed might not be the best of all possible worlds for the Sixers. Jimmy, can I interest you in a bracket matchup here?
Yes, before you do, though, another thing I want to say, because I'm just venting here. I mean, Jason, who I like, I mean, he's telling, oh, they got all these easy games on the schedule. You can never assume that in the NBA. This is an automatic win. The silliest thing I always hear is just people running through the next 15 games. This is a win. This is a loss. This is a win.
Sure, going down the schedule.
Radio. It's stupid. It's not even entertaining radio to me, and it's not fun. But anyway, I've gone on too long. Can I get a team?
Yeah, sure. All right, here we go. So we've got the Auburn-New Mexico State matchup. It's the 5-12 in the Midwest. Auburn is the 5th seed. New Mexico State is the 12th seed. Who you got, Jimmy?
Well, you know, I'm going to try to approach this way. I think you're going to go the number 12 here. So I'll take Auburn. I mean, it looks pretty like a layup. I mean, they just won their conference tournament. I mean, how did I do with that?
Now, you know what, Jimmy? I think you outsmarted yourself, my friend, because I am with Bruce Pearl's crew all the way. People think that Auburn's a football school. If you don't think that Auburn's going to beat some people up in the NCAA tournament, you haven't been paying attention this year. I think Jimmy's absolutely right in his logic. Auburn's really good. really, really good. Now, I know that Bruce Pearl got way up to play against Tennessee, and obviously, like, the emotional input that goes into that game. But Auburn's been good all season long. However, New Mexico State does have a good group. I mean, they're in that, you know, how I always talk about 30 games. You win 30 games, you're pretty damn good. New Mexico State did that. They pound the glass. They're the third team rated in Division I in terms of rebounding differential. They're plus +9, and they do not allow transition points. But I do think that Auburn is good enough to get this right.
Playing their best basketball right now, too. Beat Tennessee twice this month.
Yeah, I just talked about how much I like Tennessee. Auburn beat them twice. You're right.
Yep, buried them yesterday. So Bruce Pearl.
I mean, that doesn't. I knew that Bruce Pearl was going to get way up for Tennessee. Like,
yeah,
duh. You already knew
he
that.
He was as up as you could get.
Yeah. And now we'll see about the emotional roller coaster. Jimmy outsmarted himself there. I was going to go with the 12.
Yep.
I have gone with New Mexico State before in the past.
But you can't pick New Mexico and get it wrong.
It's the truth.
You got to be right. I'd rather be right than qualify.
Okay. Yeah, you got your bracket of integrity or whatever it is.
You have to.
Absolutely. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Chris.
What's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
I've been good, pal. Hope you are the same.
Thank you.
You know, let me ask you something. I want to analyze Boban for a minute.
Yes.
Take his size out of it. Take his arm length out of it. What would you say would be the next thing he does well?
I mean, I think that he thinks the game pretty well. I mean, I think that he's a good. It's tough to take his length and size out of it because of what he does defensively, altering shots, things like that. He's a good rim protector. Like those are all the things that I think that he contributes.
Okay, you know, we'll count the size and everything. And I guess where I want to go with this is, I see something in his game that I think could be really well adapted to Ben Simmons' game. And I also mentioned this to Martinez and Anthony, and they kind of said, Dale, he'll be all right, which, just like Jimmy, I'm tired of being told that and, you know, something like that and not being that, you know. His hook, the way he shoots the straight hook, Boban, I mean,
yeah,
absolutely nasty. And I think that if I know Ben can do it because he does the side sky hook and all this other stuff, but, you know, last night, 2:05 to go, I've been mentioning this play. Ben drives to that corner right by the foul line, and he turns around and he looks like an absolute deer in the headlights. And he passes the ball away when, I understand you got double coverage on you, but in the same token, Joe, that part of Boban's game would have been well usurped out of Ben Simmons' last land. Do you think that would be something you would be willing to try, teaching him that, you know, to add to his...
The little jump, you know, hook.
Repertoire?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, the straight jump hook. Not even so much as, you know, the sky...
Right, yeah, not the running sweeping hook. No, like just like a turning hook shot. I'll tell you what.
Like a floater.
I've called the Penn games for a couple of years now, and there's a 6'8" forward that they have named A.J. Broder, who's a full-on baller. And it's not exclusively because of that shot, but that shot is so devastating, regardless of size. If Ben Simmons at 6'11" is able to not have to do the run across the lane, jump like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar skyhook, just like a turn-over-the-shoulder hook shot, I would love to see him add that to his game. I think that's a great call by you, Chris.
Especially if he's not going to shoot the ball, you know, and make it at a high percentage. Like, you know, if this is his game, that would be a perfect addition. Like, but, you know, I digress because, look, I think players can make a coach look bad. If they go out there and execute a perfect game plan and, you know, they somehow muck it up, they can make the coach look bad.
Sure.
But
in
the same token, I don't know that Brett Brown is putting these guys in the so-called right position. Now, these players that had to create their own shots and get in that position. Like, watching Jimmy Butler tell Joe where to be on a play the other night, that showed something to me. Like, that's what I've been wanting to see for the longest time. Because for me, it doesn't seem like they were doing any talking on that court. Now you see them start to do that.
Yep.
They're clicking. Like, that's what you really need. Because when it comes to playing Boston, do you think that Markieff Morris Sr. is going to be matched up against Ben Simmons just for the fact that he can't shoot and they're disrespecting him with a non-perimeter defense?
Right. Yeah, you're right about that, Chris. I mean, that's something that you've got to demand the respect and demand the switch. Let's get you a matchup. You ready?
Definitely.
All right, here we go to the South bracket. This is the 5-12 matchup. We've got the 5th-seeded Wisconsin Badgers against the 12th-seeded Oregon Ducks. Who you got?
Oh, see now. I know school names, and when I hear certain names, I kind of, you know which one to pick. So because I'm trying to win, I'm actually going to go, Oregon State, just because I don't think they have a shot and have to win.
Chris, it's interesting logic. Unfortunately, I'm going the Oregon Ducks in the 12-5 matchup. That's the one. It was one too early. I really don't like Wisconsin even a little bit this year. I just don't think that Wisconsin is athletic enough to keep up with some of these teams, and Oregon especially. I mean, you talk about the transition game that they're able to do. Like, I like Oregon a lot in this matchup. Yeah? Thumbs up, Brian?
Yeah, I'm not really on the Pac-12, like I said earlier, but...
Are you out on Wisconsin, though?
Yeah, I'm really out on Wisconsin this year.
Five.
And Oregon was the favorite. It's actually won Wisconsin now.
Okay.
So this line's kind of been all over the place, but I guess that's just the way it goes here in the early going. It's only Monday. Usually when you see a team that's a 12 seed, that's the favorite, you might want to pick them. That's just, rule of thumb.
The betting rule, yes. Yeah. Now, Ethan Happ is really, really good for Wisconsin. Really good player. But, I mean, they don't allow a whole lot. I think it's like 44% effective field goal percentage or something like that Wisconsin does. But Oregon just doesn't need to shoot. They're such an athletic team. They're a team that extends defensively. They turn steals into transition opportunities.
And they have a good guard. You like to have a good guard. You feel good about it taking a team that has a good guard.
Yes.
Peyton Richard is a very good guard.
Yes.
So guards win in March.
They do. That's the truth. So. And here's the other thing, by the way. Oregon wasn't going to make it until they beat Washington in the Pac-12 tournament. So they had to pretty much play their way in. Wisconsin's been kind of floating around. I don't know. I don't think it's a great setup for the Badgers. A couple of open phone lines. Grab those now. 610-632-0975. We're trying to get people qualified, but listen, just pick the games. Don't try to outsmart me. You're outsmarting yourselves. I'm just going to circle the team that I choose. You tell me which team you choose. If it's opposite of mine, we'll go.
We got four qualifiers so far.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. Good percentage. We got Eric. We got Kevin. We got Chuck. We got Matt. We got people that are ready to go.
See, we have five.
Oh, we do. Who's the other one that I missed?
Sean and Malvern.
Oh, Sean. Sean and Malvern. Yeah, VCU and UCF. Yep. Okay, see.
We got five.
Everyone else I'd written so large.
One in five chance to go to the Sixers game and play knockout with us.
I mean, it's not bad. All you got to do is be right and have my bracket be completely busted. It's no problem. Let's go to TJ in West Grove next on The Fanatic. What's up, TJ?
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on, people are just really... just too hard on Brett Brown right now, I think, in my opinion.
Why is that?
Because I think a couple callers ago said, he hasn't had a real test yet. And I think, we clinched the playoffs. So I think this year is his first real test. And, obviously with a first round knockout and it looks bad, I think it's time for him to, pack his bags. But, I think, a couple callers ago said that he hasn't had a real test, and I kind of, I wanted to say that also. Sometimes it seems like his game planning is a little, different, and, some people refer to it as, high school basketball type game planning. I can see where they get that, but I also think a lot of people are just jumping on this bandwagon to, fire him, because, I don't know, but, if it was anybody else, I'd probably, but he was here through the process, and
Is that a positive or a negative for you, TJ? Because we might be looking at it through different sides.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like him in between, actually. There was really no expectations from him in the beginning, because obviously he wasn't expected to win games. He didn't really have a squad around him, but now, he does have a lot of heat on him because he's got, a pretty stacked team, and, our bench isn't really that deep, but we do have all-stars all over the team, and, there's something, especially in Philadelphia, that's expected for him to, win. That's, it was the process years, that was one thing. They had to do what they had to do, and that's why we're at where we are right now. And, obviously, if they get swept in the first round or something, he's got to go. But
okay,
All
right. So yeah. Let me get you all squared up here with a game. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so here we go. We're going to go to the East bracket, and we've got the 4-13 matchup, Virginia Tech, the 4 seed, against St. Louis, the 13 seed. Who you got?
St. Louis.
You got St. Louis. Ring the bell. Here we go. TJ in West Grove is the next one in. I've got Virginia Tech beating St. Louis. So St. Louis advances over Va Tech. TJ in West Grove has a chance to win those.
Is Larry Hughes
tickets.
Playing for St. Louis?
I've liked St. Louis in the past. Not so much. I really, St. Bonaventure should be in this spot, to be honest with you. But I think that Virginia Tech's flown under the radar because of North Carolina and Duke in the ACC. I mean, you're talking about a really, like, defensively, from last year to this year, it's like night and day. You wouldn't even recognize it. And they're just deep. They're just deep, deep, deep. They're big. They're good three-pointers. I really like Virginia Tech a lot. I don't care for St. Louis. I know that I talked about a team that wasn't going to make the tournament and did. St. Louis is one of those. I've just seen enough A-10 basketball to know that I don't like St. Louis that much this year.
You're off the St. Louis train.
Are you on?
No.
Okay.
They're hot.
Yeah.
They won the tournament.
I watched that game though, right?
But the A-10's not what it used to be.
Like, how could you make that? Like the calls. Never mind. It sounds like sour grapes. I watched a lot of A-10 back in my Fordham days and stuff. St. Bonaventure was the best team. Like if it were St. Bonaventure, Virginia Tech, I'd actually be having a conversation about maybe St. Bonaventure doing stuff. But Tech is a good squad this year.
Yeah,
really, really good.
I'm with you.
All right. So we're in agreement so far, but. But St. Louis is the selection for TJ in West Grove.
We still have some big games on the board here, people.
Yeah, well,
some big ones.
Well, and here's the coolest part.
I might have to start picking for the callers.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because we are, you know, we only have until midnight to get this done. But the good news is that this is the extended segment. This is the long segment. So if you were waiting and you were on hold or you were thinking, oh, okay, I'm not going to get in before a commercial. From me to you, here's how it goes. If you get on the line right now, there is no chance that we will go to our next commercial break before you get on the line. You'll have the opportunity to make a Sixers point, talk about the Eagles, the Flyers, whatever. We still got to talk about the Eagles, by the way. And also, maybe punch your ticket to the Fanatic knockout game if you do get a spot in our bracket game. You pick it correctly. I pick it wrong. My penalty is that you get qualified to also knock me out in knockout. So there we go. 610-632-0975. We have wide open phone lines. You can be first on the other side of the break. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic's Bracket Challenge is back. A perfect bracket could win you
$1 million.
The top points winner wins a five-night vacation at Icona Resorts Beachfront Hotels down the shore in Avalon, Diamond Beach, or Cape May. Registration is now open. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com. Register, then pick your perfect bracket. Fanatic Bracket Challenge is presented by TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jason Martinez here to tell you about my guys at Natural Lawn. When my kids are running around in the yard, I want to make sure that what I put on my lawn is safe. That usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemical used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn and I don't have to be worried about my kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And for as many years as I can remember, Mikey Miss has been telling me to use them. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. For a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds and tell them Jason sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or tax debt?
If so, you have a big problem, and it's not going to go away. You need help now. I'm Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. We are a local firm specializing in tax resolution services. Don't fall into the trap of waiting for the IRS or state to take action. There's no better time to address your tax problems than right now, on your terms, before it's too late. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100. April 15th will be here before you know it. The time to act is now. We have access to special government programs that defer payments and allow a settlement based on your ability to pay. For qualifying taxpayers, we have reduced their tax debt by more than 90%. Imagine how you'd feel. Call us now for a free consultation and to find your best resolution. You can't afford to wait. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100 and ask for me, Greg Talbot. 484-915-3100. Get relief.
In Philly, we know a winner when we see one. On Wednesday, March 20th at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, we'll crown a winner you'll definitely want to see. Don't miss the sexiest contest around, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year, as the world's most beautiful showgirls compete for the coveted 2019 title. Join our special guest host, Simone Danilustris, as she guides you through a night packed with fierce competitors focused on one goal, winning Delilah's Entertainer of the Year. Start your night right and arrive early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2019 on Wednesday, March 20th is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Yingling. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Elevate your Delilah's experience and reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit delilahs.com.
Hey, fanatics, spring's almost here. Imagine popping open the top on a brand new Jeep Wrangler at turnersvillejeep.com. They're making dreams come true during the spring sales event. Right now, make no payments for 90 days or get savings up to $6,000 on the vehicle that's become an American icon, Jeep Wrangler. Nobody is making better deals on Wranglers in March than turnersvillejeep.com. But guys, you got to take action. Visit the website, pick your Wrangler, then set an appointment with my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at turnersvillejeep.com, and you'll see why Jeepers are driving across the tri-state for their better prices, better selection, and an all-around better buying experience. TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep brand dealer. Minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com, and tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Jeep Wrangler Sahara, MSRP $55,980, selling price of $49,980 includes all applicable rebates. Price includes all costs paid by the consumer, except licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Not valid with trade, cannot be combined with other offers, and March 31st. 2019.
Ramon, is it true you never leave a text on red?
Si.
Is it true you answer every fan DM?
Yes.
What about my DM? Is it true Cricket has 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month?
Yes.
Can I be one of your 4? I'm a great texter, Ramon, I swear.
Well,
is it true you're creating your own cologne?
Oh, the emoji.
Can I smell you?
No. Switch to Cricket and get 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Unlimited plan only required on all 4 lines. Discount per line varies. Data speed limited to max 3 megabits per second. Video streaming at SD quality after 22 gigabytes per line per month. Cricket may slow data speeds when the network is busy. Fees, usage, and restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. Spring is here, which means it's the best time to visit your local Honda dealer for the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. You can get a great deal on the Accord and Civic, which both come standard with Honda Sensing, and its suite of driver assistive and safety features to help you alert you to things you might miss on the road. They both offer thrilling performance thanks to their available turbocharged engines, and the available paddle shifters help make every drive feel sporty. So make sure you visit your local Honda dealer today.
Businesses of all sizes are earning valuable financial incentives from Pico to save energy and reduce costs in lighting, heating, and cooling systems, plus renovation projects and much more. Boost your bottom line and benefit from lower operating costs, less maintenance, and reduced overhead when you invest in higher efficiency equipment. These valuable incentives from Pico can help you take greater control of your energy use, making your business more profitable. So don't miss out. See how much your business can earn today at pico.com/more savings.
Let Sport Clips Haircuts upgrade your day.
During the month of March, get $5 off the Double MVP experience via text message when you check in online or with the Sport Clips app. That means after your fresh cut, you'll get double the massaging shampoo and legendary hot steam towel. Then we'll give you $5 off. It's a win-win. The Sport Clips app. Download, check in, and cut the wait. Mobile opt-in required to receive discount code. Offer expires 3/31/19. See terms at sportclips.com/thank you.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Join Anthony Gargano this Thursday night from 6 to 7 as he broadcasts live from the Sportsbook at Parks Casino on Street Road in Ben Salem. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Brian Westbrook plays on one station in Philly. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. Half an hour commercial free, coming your way right now. Brian McLaughlin is producing. I've enjoyed the back and forth on the phones and on Twitter, at Joe Torti, at 97.5, The Fanatic. We got plenty of stuff to get to here. What do you guys make of the Eagles signing Sendejo to be the third safety? When I saw that, you know, I know a lot of people were excited. Totally underwhelmed, by the way. You know, I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I'm like, all right, well, you've got the, you know, the third safety role filled where Corey Graham is retired, and you've got Sendejo. But wasn't Sendejo the guy who was totally getting blasted by Eagles Twitter? LeGarrette Blount stuff, getting victimized by Nick Foles stuff. I don't know. It's hard for me to be excited about a guy that, you know, a lot of Eagles Twitter was trashing. Hopefully in Jim Schwartz's system and turns into a different kind of setup and things get better, but I don't know. Yeah, I like all of the other moves pretty much that have been made, so overall I don't think that this is an off-season killer or anything like that when you're talking about a backup safety, but I don't know. I was underwhelmed, to be honest with you. I expected them to go a little bit younger and a little bit different, but hey, I think that the Eagles front office has earned a certain amount of trust when it comes to free agent acquisitions and the like. Let's go to Anthony and Broomall next on The Fanatic. What's happening, Anthony?
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you.
So I just wanted to know your opinion on what you guys, on who you think we should sign now as running back, because with Jason Peters coming back and wide receiver Deshaun Jackson coming back, you know, we're starting to build this team back, but I just don't see like a heavy hitter running back now with Le'Veon Bell off the board and Coleman off the board, because that's who I thought we were going to go after.
Sure. Well, you know what? It makes you wonder, Anthony, based on the deals that you've seen these running backs get. You know, like outside of Le'Veon Bell, nobody's getting that much. There are still some names out there. Like I know Spencer Ware has been a name that people have been throwing out and stuff, but I really think they're going to address it during the draft. I don't know if they're going to consider it all that important to bring in a veteran when they do have Corey Clement and they have Wendell Smallwood. And, you know, that might be the way that they go, is just try to find a feature guy in the draft.
Right. You think they'll get Jacobs from Alabama? Because usually them running backs are pretty good, especially with the, you know,
so
T.J. Yeldon did.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's my preference, to be honest with you, because he didn't have a whole lot of tread off the tires at Alabama because they were rotating those guys and everything else. If that's the Eagles' second-round pick, I'm not going to be sad. Is that the guy that you have targeted?
That's who I want. But, you know, I also, you know, heard people talking about trying to bring back LeSean McCoy, which I would absolutely die for.
You're excited about that?
Uniform.
I would love to see LeSean McCoy come back.
Why? Is it a nostalgia thing, or you think that he could help?
I think that, you know, back in their offense when they got rid of Jackson and they got rid of McCoy, I think they had the offense we needed. And I was just telling somebody tonight when I was out at Harris that I think we could have we would have two NFC championships and possibly two Super Bowls with that roster.
Yeah, it's true. I just don't know if getting LeSean McCoy now would help you bring that back. But who knows? I mean, it's possible. I wouldn't be in favor of that move. But that doesn't mean that you can't play the game. You want to get a matchup here, Anthony?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. So we head to the South bracket where we've got Kansas State taking on UC Irvine. Kansas State is a 4 seed. UC Irvine is the 13 seed. Where are you going?
I actually like UC Irvine.
You like UC Irvine? Ring the bell. We're going head-to-head. All right, sit tight. Anthony, you've got UC Irvine. I've got Kansas State. Maybe I'm biased just because I've seen this team a whole lot, and I'm a sucker for defensive teams a la Virginia. But the prospect of a 37-35 matchup between Kansas State and Virginia just has me totally tantalized. So I'm going to go with that matchup. UC Irvine, trendy pick though. They've won a lot of games. They're a really good defensive team. Max Hazard has stepped up big time this year. I know that there's a lot of things to like about UC Irvine, especially considering, like, you look at their schedule. It's not like overwhelming. You're talking about playing in the Big West, a lot of the Cal State schools, but they perform pretty well. They beat Texas A&M. They've done okay. They have some wins. They can do some stuff. Got stomped by Butler. But, I mean, by and large, outside of their non-conference schedule and everything like that, like I said, UC Irvine sits in that 30-win category. They won 30-5. They won the Big West. It's a good squad. I just really like Kansas State. Really do. I think that Dean Wade is one of the better players, especially passing the ball from the post in the country, but I just, for whatever reason, I anticipate him being healthy. I know that Brian McLaughlin is super tempted by the Anteaters.
Oh, man, I'm tempted, but I like Kansas State from last year. They have the experience. Like you said, if Wade's going to play, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that.
I mean, yet. The thing is, they've got another guy. Barry Brown is like their wing lockdown defender. And if he gets switched onto a guard and he can lock down a guard, like that's a big-time problem. I don't know. I like UC Irvine, like I said.
I mean, I don't think Dean Wade's going to be, it's going to be like a game-time decision. So you're going to have your bracket submitted by the time you know if
that's
he's
right.
playing or not.
Gotta
I
know.
Think that UC Irvine has actually gotten too trendy.
Too many people taking the Anteaters. Yeah, that's what a trendy mascot will do for you. But there you
the
go.
Anteaters.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. It's like the Banana Slugs also playing that Big West. I will buy you lunch if you can tell me what the Banana Slugs, what they are in Division I. You got it? Silence. UC Santa Cruz, the Banana Slugs.
Wow. That makes sense.
Wow, yeah, totally. Anytime you think of Santa Cruz, you just think of Banana Slugs. 100%.
Mudslides.
Let's go to Jake in Harrisburg next on The Fanatic. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how's it going this evening?
Going great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty excited about what the Sixers got going on. I was honestly, this was like the prior week was probably the week that I worried the most about with the rest of the season because I don't think they really have much competition besides the Celtics game and then the one more with Milwaukee the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. So I was really excited to see them capitalize and get some good wins this week and really take care of business. I was a little bit bummed that Malcolm Brogdon went down. I mean, for their sake and the fact that I was like, well, now that when we beat them, they had an excuse, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? It's not like Giannis went down. It's not like Mirotic went down. Like they still had Bledsoe. They still had Middleton. They had other players. It's not like
exactly,
Brogdon makes them go.
all the national media needed was for them to maybe miss in one piece, and they're like, oh, well, that's probably why the Sixers beat them. But, I mean, honestly, the Sixers played a really good game plan, and I think Brett Brown actually deserves some credit for yesterday. I think he got away from a little bit of what he was doing in the first half that worked so well. But at the same time, I mean, it was a pretty good game plan, and I think that's really what you have to do. Basically, like beating the Cavaliers last year, you had to shut down LeBron, or let LeBron do what he wanted to do, but give everybody else not so good looks.
Right, yeah. When LeBron's a facilitator, that's when his teams really do a whole lot of damage. And it's kind of the same thing, right? Like, Giannis can get 35, 40 points, but if he's also got 8 or 9 assists, you don't have a great chance of winning that game. I think you're right about that, Jake. So I'm curious to see how they defend Giannis moving forward, if that was just a flash in the pan thing, or if they're kind of thinking, okay, this is going to be what the playoff matchup is going to be like, and this is how we're going to address that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we're going to look forward to the playoffs if that matchup would come. I don't see that matchup coming until possibly Eastern Conference Finals with where we are. I don't see us moving out of the third seed. I honestly think the schedule's a little too weak left ahead of us. And as long as we can take care of business with the teams that we have left in front of us, I'm pretty sure we're going to maintain the third seed. Now, I would like to see us play Brooklyn very well in the one game that we have against Brooklyn with this whole unit, because honestly, if Brooklyn somehow, you know, gets the battle there for the sixth seed with Detroit, I honestly don't really feel very good about a first round matchup with Brooklyn. I mean, I'd rather a Detroit matchup, but at the same time, I'd like to see with this whole unit of the Sixers go out there and take really care of business against Brooklyn.
Yeah, me too. Even though in the playoffs, that's not a matchup that I'm really clamoring for, but it would build confidence if they're able to have a good one against them in the regular season. All right, Jake, you ready for a matchup here?
Yeah, exactly, yep.
All right, here we go. We're heading to the Midwest. It's a 4-13 matchup. The Kansas Jayhawks, the 4 seed, against the Northeastern Huskies, the 13 seed. Who you got?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the 13 seed there.
You are?
I'm going to say an upset. I'm going to say a Kansas upset first round.
Oh, Jake, I would love to qualify you because that's a killer pick. Here's why. I'm sorry. We're going to go the same way. We've got Northeastern going over Kansas. And here's why, right? Sure as shooting, 100% as I am sitting here breathing and talking to you, Kansas is going to lose to Auburn in the next round if they play them. Period. Full stop. End of story. No doubt about it. Kansas is depleted. They're beat up. They don't have the big guy. What's his name? Azubuike. They lost LeGerald Vick. He's not on the team anymore. That team is paper thin, Kansas. They were really good early on. They're out of horses. I know they got Dedrick Lawson. They're done. They're out of. If they play Auburn in the second round, they're going to lose anyway. And so I'm looking at Northeastern, a team that just totally has a dominant guard backcourt. I love me some Huskies.
Wow.
Love them.
That is a fire pick right there.
See?
I'm shocked.
There's one every bracket. That's the one.
I am shocked.
So you would have taken Kansas.
No, you know what? You're selling me right now.
Really?
If anybody's listening out there filling out their bracket, this is a great sales pitch.
Got nothing to
lose.
On
Northeastern. Because I agree with you. I'm going to take Auburn over Kansas anyway. Wow.
See?
So I'm just a listener right now, Joe. I'm not your producer. I'm just listening, pretending I'm in my car.
Here's the thing, right? Like, I know some about Northeastern because they played Harvard, and I was interested in that matchup because Harvard was one of the top teams in the Ivy League. They were banged up when they played Northeastern. Northeastern won. But the guards that they have, I mean, you're going to be impressed with them when they play. Kansas should probably win. They probably have the talent, but they're paper thin, and if they're going to lose to Auburn anyway, you might as well take a shot.
Well, two things I love in March, and everyone should love, guard play and Vegas. So okay. The line started at 8.5. As soon as Joe Torti made his pick, I think it went down to 7, because that's the current line. It's 7, with the 1.5 since the opening odds.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
You're selling
stuff.
Me on this guard play. I'm going to have to do a little more research on Northeastern. Not to be confused with Northwestern.
No. No, Northeastern.
Northeastern.
Yeah, they got this guy from Belgrade, Vasa Pusica.
But I agree with you. This isn't your father's Kansas Jayhawks here.
Well, and the unfortunate thing about Kansas is that they did work in the early part of the regular season. You're like, all right, this is the year that Kansas isn't going to sputter and run out of gas. And then you have the injury to Azubuike. You got the LeGerald Vick situation where he's not going to be with the team. I mean, unfortunately for Kansas, this is a team that just, I don't think they have the horses to go.
And Northeastern, I'm looking at the record, they're red hot because they actually lost 4 out of their first 6.
Correct. So they started really slow.
They were, 2-4 to start the season.
And what'd they finish?
And they haven't lost a game in a while. Now they got pounded by Syracuse, 72-49.
Okay. All right. So,
but they're red hot lately. Like red hot.
I'm just saying.
If there's any Delaware fans out there, they would know this team pretty well. With you.
All right.
I'm going to look it up. Joe Torty lock.
There it is. Well, listen, you had Liberty when I was fully leaning Mississippi State. I saw it in your eyes.
As soon as the bracket came out. Liberty. And by the way, they usually CBS takes forever to put the bracket out. They put it right out yesterday. I was shocked. And it was like in between the end of the Sixers game, I kind of flipped over just to see what was going on back and forth because they were doing all those unnecessary reviews. And as soon as I saw Liberty, I was like,
That's my
There
one.
It is. There it is. She's talking to me. Lady Liberty.
Searching and searching. There it was. All right. So we found one. Unfortunately, I would have loved for my boy to have taken Kansas right there so that we could have gone head-to-head. But
He outthought himself there. He thought you were definitely going with Kansas. Was just like, all right.
I'm trying to warn these people. Just take the teams.
Your picks are off the wall.
Win.
You're not really going by the book here.
No. Like, there's some chalk.
Yeah, there's some.
There's some not. I don't know.
Some people are out thinking themselves.
I would bet by the end of the day, by the time that the game is ready to go, that more than 60% of people will take Murray State over Marquette. I'm positive that that'll happen.
Like, God is my witness. I had the bell for the first time tonight. I had the bell ready to go because I was like, oh, well, he's picking Kansas. Shocked the Northeastern pick.
Negative.
Love it, but shocked.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's reason and logic behind this. 610-632-0975. Ashley Strong tweets in, I tried to call. Boss man was skeptical of me. Uh-oh. Were you questionable? Or were you legit? Brian, do you have the backstory behind this? Was there a reason to be skeptical? We'll get the story. We'll get the story in a little bit. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torty, at 97.5, The Fanatic. We have wide open phone lines, so you can call in. We're obviously talking Sixers and the big win over the Bucks and what that means, but we've had some time to think about that, and obviously there's still the NCAA tournament to think of, and as you're filling out your brackets, we figured why not go head-to-head with the show. So the way that this is working, if you're just listening right now and you're just joining us, is that the show has a bracket, and if you have a pick that is opposite of the show bracket and your pick wins, you could be qualified. 2 tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th against the Brooklyn Nets, and 1 spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the game. You can also register for a spot in the competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. Plenty of good stuff. Plenty of good stuff available to you. And we've qualified a lot of people, but unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, because these, you know, you weed yourself out. It seems that some people are overthinking the game, and they're trying to just figure out, oh, Joe's probably going to do this, so let's go against him here to try to get in. I'm telling you, I'm not going to change my picks. You don't change your picks. We're just going head to head. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. We'll get you in the mix for knockout. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. And this is quite unusual. I see a caller wants to talk about a specific game. So should we've kind of been circling around in very predictable fashion. Should we jump to this game in order to facilitate this call, Brian?
He's pretty certain that he's got the right pick here. Like, he is adamant about this.
Okay. All right. Then let's go. Let's go to Mike in Philly next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How's it going?
Going great. How are you?
All right. So I have a lock for you. I've actually been surprisingly following this team all year. It's Yale Hoops. They're going to take down LSU in the first round. They have a real legitimate NBA player in this kid, Oney, averaging about 19 a game. And LSU's coach is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, they've lost to a Vanderbilt. They beat a Vanderbilt team that has had zero SEC wins and then crumbled against Florida. Lock it in. Yale is a win.
Yale is a win. So we're going to actually put you in the mix here because I actually come down on the other side of that game. We're ringing the bell again. All right, Mike. See, I've got LSU in that one. He's got Yale. Now, let's get, write this down, Mike in Philly. Now, I agree, by the way, for the record. Not only do they have Mie Oney, they've got Alex Copeland, who just, between last year and this year, turned into a full-on baller. Jordan Bruner's an elite-level athlete. All kinds of good stuff going on with Yale. I really do believe that LSU is going to do some kind of backs against the wall thing where, you know, I would anticipate that a lot of people are going to pick Yale. Yale beat Baylor not long ago. Every time that they make it in, they play a tough, hard-nosed rebounding game. I think that LSU is going to hang tough with this one. I think that LSU, Mike has the right of it, by the way, that this is going to be a game that a lot of people pick. On Yale's side, I have it going LSU's way, if for no other reason than Will Wade's out. I know that there's going to be some element of, hey, guys, you know, we've had a crazy season. We can't lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament. 610-632-0975. Couple of open phone lines. Grab those while you can. Brian, where are you on the Yale-LSU matchup?
I'm going to go with LSU, but LSU's had their issues here with like violations and stuff like that. I'm just thinking maybe their head isn't in the right place, but I don't know.
I like the reason.
Nobody knows more Ivy League basketball than you, Joe Torti. So if you're not picking them, I'm going to stay away. I don't know how far LSU can go, though.
Well, that's the logic, right?
I'd say a month ago or before these violations and all the rumors came out about them, I would have had them going pretty far. Especially after they beat Kentucky.
I mean, they've looked good. You think they could beat Yale? Is that what you're saying?
No, I feel like they could beat the next. I don't want to give that away. Maryland right. or Temple.
Or
hypothetically,
Belmont.
Or Belmont.
Right.
I feel like they should be in the Sweet 16.
Mm. I mean, I think that you're not far off.
Yeah.
And that's why I picked LSU. I mean, I think they still have the athletes. I think that sometimes when your coach is in turmoil and things like that, you can either tune it out or you can let it affect you. I anticipate that LSU is going to rally and say we can't be knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I can't see them losing to Yale.
610-632-0975. I do like Yale, though. I always like me some Ivy League hoops. Let's go to Billy in South Philly next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, what's going on, my man?
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Thank you.
All right. So I just got a real quick point. I don't think it's getting enough attention. I just want to point out Carter Hart's performance last night against the Penguins.
Outrageous.
It was phenomenal. I think it was like 42 shots and one goal allowed. He made some crazy saves, and I just think he deserves some recognition. I mean, he's dealing with some injuries. You know, he's not the big name, but I think he's phenomenal last night.
I mean, it gives you confidence, right? Because there were a lot of people being like, oh, he's not going to be able to handle the load. See, he's already getting hurt and things like that. But the thing right. that we'll always remember is that, you know, if he's able to step up in the big games, for example, yep. against the Penguins or not. And in this case, he really was.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous. I just wanted to point that out. I think I've been listening to the show all day, and I think it just didn't get enough recognition, so I just wanted to point it out.
Absolutely, man. Well said. Okay, you want a match up here?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
All right, so here we go. We head to the Western bracket, and we've got Florida State and Vermont. Florida State is the 4 seed, and Vermont is the 13 seed. Who do you have in this matchup?
I got Vermont.
You got Vermont. Ring the bell. Here we go. Florida State is my pick. Billy in South Philly has Vermont. And there we go. How in the world does he have Vermont? I should have asked him. I got him on hold while we're getting his information, but I like the Catamounts, by the way. I think that they're a good team, good organization, good school, good program. I never, ever in a million years like Florida State. I never do. They're always a team that's big and athletic and can defend and can't score a lick. But that dude that they have, Cabin Gelly or whatever his name is, that 25, I watched him against Duke, the sophomore, and I'm thinking, this dude's trying to keep them in the game all by himself. And this might be the first Florida State team that I've seen that actually has the offense that can keep up with their defense. And by the way, for all of those good Florida State teams, did you know that this is the winningest Florida State team in history? They had never put together a season like they did this year. Way too many turnovers, but they won 13 ACC games. They beat Virginia. They beat Purdue. They beat Florida. They beat Louisiana State. It's a good squad. Brian McLaughlin, your thoughts?
Love this Florida State team. Love this Florida State team. And I already told you, Gonzaga is going to get bounced by Syracuse. I think this is an ACC tournament. They've been the best conference all year. Why would they stop now? And Florida State is experienced and loaded.
I mean, here's the thing.
If they would have won that, if they would have beat Duke, they probably would have been 3.
I mean, you're probably right about that. I think that you're absolutely right. Now, here's the thing about Vermont, right? In the America East, there are some really tough teams physically in the America East, and Vermont is the toughest. Like, Vermont beat people up to a 14-2
conference. Vermont has history in this tournament, too.
No doubt.
Taylor Coppenrath. How about that?
That's a good pull.
The Catamounts. I know that their mascot. Absolute. There you go. First one all night.
Fear the Catamounts. That's absolutely right. 27-6, the Catamounts. That's a lot of winning. I just think Florida State, unfortunately, is kind of a team. Vermont probably takes care of the ball a little bit better than Florida State does. But, like, Florida State is also, like, the Monstars version of this year's Vermont team.
Yeah, and they knocked out Gonzaga last year, so this team has been around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if they could beat Gonzaga again if they were to play, just because of the revenge factor, but I like this Florida State team. I'm with you, Joe Torti.
All right, see that? Anthony Lamb is that dude, by the way, for Vermont. Watch out, he's like a 22-point-per-game scorer or something like that. Let's go to Joe in Roxborough next on the Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on?
How we doing?
Good. So, I just wanted to, who do you think can beat Duke? Because, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my bracket, and it's like sticking out to me. Like, Duke's, it's just clear. Like, I don't see anyone beating them.
Well, so how far are you looking, right? Because, I mean, you can look across, like, the other sections. Do you mean in their own bracket? Like, how deep are you talking?
I'm saying, like, I think no one in, I'm saying Duke wins the national championship.
Period.
Down, there's no questions asked.
I mean, here's the thing, right? Like, I think that you're right when they're operating at full strength. You wonder if Virginia can make it through, if they can slow the game down. Can Tennessee hang with them? Gonzaga already beat them this year. Like, there are some, but, I mean, the way that they're playing, it's hard, Joe, to pick against Duke. I'm kind of with you. It's hard to find.
See, now, I think if, you know, God forbid, if Zion or one of their other studs get hurt, obviously, then it's totally different.
Totally, yeah.
It's kind of like when the Sixers are without Embiid, it's a totally different team.
Right, exactly. How can you evaluate where the Sixers are if they don't have Joel Embiid? How can you pick games? You're absolutely right. So, I mean, hopefully none of that happens, but you're right. It's going to be a tough out for anybody. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to take down Duke this year. I really don't.
If it's not Duke, who do you think it would be?
Man, what a question. The team that I probably like the second most out of all of them is North Carolina. But, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see Virginia go on the war path after being knocked out as the first 16-1 ever. Like, it wouldn't surprise me to see Tony Bennett's squad just roll through either. I do like the ACC, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I mean, the ACC, I mean, it's got to be the best. Got to be the best conference of college, basically.
I'm with you, Joe. All right, let's get you all squared away with a matchup here. You ready to go?
Let's hear it.
All right, so here we go. We are in the Eastern bracket, and we've got the play-in game, Maryland against the winner of Belmont and Temple. Maryland's a 6th seed, Belmont, Temple playing for that 11th seed. Who you got?
Give me the 11th seed.
All right, he's got the 11th seed. I actually also have the 11th seed. Good call, Joe, but unfortunately not good enough to qualify you. I do have Belmont getting past Maryland in that spot. I don't like Temple's chances against Belmont. I actually would like Temple more against Maryland, So technically that's correct too. But I have Belmont.
Go so you ahead. Got Belmont, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Maryland. I don't know.
You're going to go, okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to go against you there.
Why?
I really have no basis for the for that, honestly. I just don't. I think Temple might beat Belmont, and I don't really like Temple. So,
gotcha. I'm trying to set up my wife with a bracket, but her bracket needs to be enhanced. Her bracket needs all of the colors and all of the mascots because she is not a sports fan even a little bit. So she said she doesn't even want to fill out a bracket this year. I said, what if I can tell you can pick based on the mascot names? She said, that might be good enough. I'm like, all right, what if it's the mascot names and you know what colors they are? She said, all right, that's good enough. By the way, she has won our bracket competition before, just for full disclosure. I'll just pick Villanova to win. Yeah, that was a fun Christmas. Let's go to Ashley in New Jersey next. Ashley, you made it through the Iron Curtain?
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Nothing. So, I wanted to call a basketball official. So, it would be a dream to get a chance to be in the knockout on the basketball court.
Oh, okay, well, let's see if we can get you an opportunity to do that. You got a game ahead of you. You ready to pick?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so here we go. We've got the 6th seed in the South bracket. We've got Villanova taking on the 11th seed St. Mary's. Who you got?
Nova.
You've got Nova. So do I, Ashley. Sorry. Oh, man. You made it through and everything. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Didn't make it. Oh, I like Nova. I don't like Nova as much as I've liked Nova in the past. I don't really like St. Mary. I don't really like teams that get stomped into submission by Gonzaga, even though they get revenge later. But to lose by like 40 or whatever that they lost to Gonzaga, it's hard for me to pick them against a Villanova team that's starting to play pretty well. I'd like to pick St. Mary's here just for the mini upset. Can't do it. Brian, do you have the line on this game in front of you, or do you not?
I can get it right here, right now.
Okay, I'm curious about this.
Bracket.
Yeah, they're in the South Division. It's the 6-11 matchup.
Got you. Coming. Live radio. -5, Villanova.
Villanova -5.
And they have the best coach in the country.
You think so?
Yes,
he's the best,
I do.
Period?
The best coach in the country.
There's a lot of good coaches.
There's
right
a
now.
Lot of good coaches,
and
that's saying
he's the best?
Us. Yes.
Man, Izzo, Krzyzewski.
I'm going with Jay Wright.
I think a lot of people would agree with you. 610-632-0975. Lewis, Rick, sit tight. We're going to get to you next. The show continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Joel Embiid.
Oh, yeah! A two-hand slam by Joel Embiid.
J.J. Redick.
Oh, my! Are you kidding me? J.J. Redick flying by the Sixers bench.
And Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris reigns in a triple.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
In Philly, we know a winner when we see one. On Wednesday, March 20th at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, we'll crown a winner you'll definitely want to see. Don't miss the sexiest contest around, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year, as the world's most beautiful showgirls compete for the coveted 2019 title. Join our special guest host, Simone Danilustris, as she guides you through a night packed with fierce competitors focused on one goal, winning Delilah's Entertainer of the Year. Start your night right and arrive early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2019 on Wednesday, March 20th is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Yingling. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Elevate your Delilah's experience and reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit delilahs.com.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses Safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Hey, fanatics, if you're looking for a new Ram truck, do me a favor and visit turnersvillejeep.com and see the 2019 Ram 1500, voted Motor Trend's Truck of the Year for advancements in design and engineering excellence. Right now, during Ram Truck Month, you'll see massive discounts of up to $12,000 off new Ram trucks. Got a big summer project? Hauling the boat to the shore? You need a dependable new Ram. But guys, you got to take action now during Ram Truck Month. Visit the website, choose the Ram you want, then set an appointment to see my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. You'll find out why truck shoppers are driving across the tri-state area for better prices, bigger selection, and an all-around better buying experience. TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridge on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or visit TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500 Crew Cab, MSRP $47,690, selling price of $35,690, includes all applicable rebates. Price includes all costs paid by the consumer, except licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Not valid with trade. Cannot be combined with other offers. And March 31st, 2019.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get up to a $500 rebate in special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your new must-haves and can't live withouts. 21 days of daily beauty steals at 50% off, like the Anastasia Brow Wiz and the Tarte Toasted Eyeshadow Palette. Plus, hundreds of new releases from the hottest brands, a.k.a. 21 days of I want that one and that one and that one. Hurry in now through April 6th. What will you discover? Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Sports Talk for Phoenixville and all of Chester County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
It's Big Pimpin', baby.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening. Coming up in about half an hour or so. It is one more thing, but of course we're still filling out the rest of our bracket. By my count here, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more spots left. These spots will all be filled either by Brian McLaughlin, who is already given the opportunity to go to knockout if he so chooses. But you've got to jump in and grab your spot right now. 610-632-0975. These spots are going really, really fast here. We're almost totally wrapped up with the first round. So definitely something that you want to get involved in sooner rather than later. Let's go to Rick in the Poconos next on the Fanatic. Wants to talk Eagles. What's going on, Rick?
Yo, how's it going, man?
Going great. How are you?
Good, good. I just want to call and see your insight about Howie Roseman and with the running back position, what you think about that.
Just what he's done so far this offseason, or?
Yes,
well,
basically.
You know what, if you've listened to the show at all over the course of the last couple of months, I really don't like the idea at all of spending a high draft pick or a lot of money on a running back. Just when you look at the Super Bowl success that these other teams have had, I think that you look at those teams that have built running backs in the second round, third round, fourth round, and been able to build a committee that works together and makes sense. So, I mean, for me, I actually don't have a problem, especially if Roseman ends up with a tailback in the draft.
Okay, I was just.
What do you think?
I don't really like what we have right now. But
okay.
I mean, I don't know who else is out there. So.
Well, I mean, who's still out there as a free agent? Spencer Ware is still out there, right? There's some other guys.
Yeldon.
T.J. Yeldon's out there. I don't know.
There's not much.
There's not a lot. So I think that they have to be looking draft here.
They could be looking trade, though, too.
Nah, they could be looking trade. All right, man, you ready for a pick?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I think that I am in the right order here. I think that we're okay. We're down in the Midwest region, and it's the 3-14 matchup where we've got Houston and Georgia State. Who you got?
Oh, geez.
Houston's the 3 seed. Georgia State's the 14 seed.
Georgia State.
Georgia State. Ring the bell. Here we go. All right. Here we go. This is a team that I haven't mentioned because I was waiting for this matchup. Houston is one of the best teams in the entire bracket. They and Tennessee might be the two best non-ACC teams in the bracket. Man, oh man. I don't know about that. Georgia State, Ron Hunter, falling out of the stool as RJ Hunter hits the bomb. I don't know, man. Georgia State, though, it's a good squad. They do the matchup zone thing. Georgia State's a good three-point shooting team. Houston, I just think Kelvin Sampson has done probably the best coaching job of anyone thus far this year. So, Houston is my selection. Georgia State is the caller's selection. And so we go from there. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Lewis in Coatesville next on The Fanatic. Hey, Lewis. Lewis, you
hey,
with us?
How's it going, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Yeah, back again.
Yes, sir. Wait, are you saying that you called already earlier today?
Yeah, I was just on the line. I was talking about the Sixers beating the Bucks on the road.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were talking to my producer. You and I didn't speak. Okay, I got you, Lewis. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I see. Not much. I was just I'm pretty happy about last night's win. I think it was like a Golden State-type win. Because Giannis went off for 52 points, mm-hmm. and like all of our starters pretty much had a good game. And like, I don't know, it was good to see, I think. Like, it was like a quality win, I think. Like, on the road with their record against top teams in the East.
Do you think that it carries over to the playoffs? Or are you just, you know, as you look at it, Lewis, are you thinking that it's just a good win in the regular season? You're not looking too much further into it?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're starting to think playoffs now. I mean, that win did clinch the playoffs. And then I did think it was weird how Embiid shot like 13 threes, though. Like, I don't know if he's fatigued or not, but.
Yeah, I mean, that could be the case. I mean, you do see him sometimes shooting on the outside whenever he starts to slow down a little bit. But I know that used to be a much bigger factor in his game. That used to be something that he would really go to, but I don't know if that's going to be something that Brett Brown is all that excited about. Lewis, you want a matchup here?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so here we go. Let's go to the West region where we've got Buffalo the 6 seed playing against the play-in winner, 11 seed Arizona State and St. John's. Who do you have there?
I'll take in the play-in winner.
Take the play-in winner. All right, Lewis, we're going head-to-head. Lewis and Coatesville going head-to-head with me. I love the Buffalo Bulls, man. Love them. When you look at Buffalo, you're talking about one of the elite scoring teams in the nation in terms of an individual. C.J. Massenburg is that dude. And I got to say, the last game that Buffalo played, I told my dad is a college basketball fan, especially in March. Like that's when he really like locks in. And I told him, hey, check out this guy, C.J. Massenburg. He's one of the best scorers in the nation. And the problem is that in the last game, Jeremy Harris went hog wild, and he looked like the dude who was on the team. Arizona State and St. John's, I don't know, man. I just don't see that, but we'll see. I don't like either of those teams particularly much, but maybe Lewis knows more than I do, knows more than the show, and he could potentially be qualified. Brian, you seen a fair amount of the Bulls this year?
I saw Buffalo game one.
Okay.
When they upset West Virginia, who was in the top like 12. I think West Virginia was ranked 11th or 12th at the time, and Buffalo knocked them off. I found out the hard way that Buffalo's a pretty good team. I was like, are you kidding me at first? But it was actually nice to see that they were went on to be ranked in the top 25
pretty
majority
good
of the year. I don't like Bobby Hurley or Chris Mullin, so I'm going to go with Buffalo as well.
Well, you know, it's
I'm never picking Bobby Hurley ever.
He was wasn't he the
Buffalo coach?
He was.
Yes, he was.
Nate Oates was hired by Bobby Hurley after being a high school coach.
Wow, so the committee knows what they're doing there.
They've got a sense of humor. There's no question about
it. They do too. You know what? They have Kansas. You said Kansas would be out early, and maybe the committee believes so too, because if they do get to the Sweet 16, they'll be playing in Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's a tell that either A, the committee thinks they're going to be out, or Kansas bias yet again.
Kansas bias. Like, I'm sorry. I got to take this opportunity. I'm probably going to say it every single year until the day that I die. That Penn Quakers team last year that wins the Ivy League tournament, really impressive team, gets a 16 seed and gets to play against Kansas in Wichita. I mean, if you talk about a freaking setup, that is the definition of a firing line setup. Never mind the fact that they were up by 10 points on Kansas in the first half. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the seeding and that setup. By the way, one of my things that I would change were I in charge of all of this, I don't think the 2 seed cares where they play. I truly don't believe that that's a factor. I think the 2 seed cares who they play. The top 2 seed should play the worst in the worst 1 seed's bracket, period. End of story.
Totally agree.
Yeah?
I can't agree more, because look at Michigan State. We talked about this off air.
Yep.
You beat Michigan 3 times, you win the Big Ten tournament, and then you go to Duke's region.
Enjoy Duke!
That's what your reward is for doing everything you're supposed to do.
Right, so you've got Michigan, which is probably a good team, but lost to Michigan State multiple times. You've got Kentucky, who might be one of the weaker 2 seeds since that Georgetown 2 seed that lost to Florida Gulf Coast. I mean, like, you're looking at a lot of these teams and being like, oh, okay, well, Michigan State's probably a strong group. Okay, enjoy Duke on the path to the final.
Yeah, Gonzaga or Virginia would have been a better landing spot for Michigan State. Even if, like, to your point, they're going out west, but who cares?
Right, they don't care.
These kids are always, they're everywhere now. It doesn't even matter anymore.
Well, and that's with AAU and these high school showcase, they've been doing this since they were kids.
Yeah, probably some of the kids are from the West Coast, as is.
Sure, exactly. So I am a big fan. I know that you want to make things geographically desirable. I think that matters way less now than it ever has. If you are the 5th best team in the country, you should get to square off with the 4th best team in the country at the end rather than being set up against the first. 610-632-0975. Your phone number to join the conversation. We got a couple more slots available. We'll probably do some phone calls and then get Brian McLaughlin in the lightning round to pick on behalf of the callers. And then we've got one more thing as well. So plenty more action left right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic's Bracket Challenge is back. A perfect bracket could win you
$1 million.
The top points winner wins a five-night vacation at Icona Resorts Beachfront Hotels down the shore in Avalon, Diamond Beach, or Cape May. Registration is now open. Go to 975thefanatic.com. Register, then pick your perfect bracket. Fanatic Bracket Challenge is presented by TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, and 975 The Fanatic.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing, keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all of this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Oh, I know that, Pat.
We got our braids at the same time. Mine are itching and yours look new.
It's not the braids. I tried that new Royal Oils.
Royal what?
Royal Oils from Head & Shoulders. I haven't been scratching.
No padding either?
Nope.
Let me get some real quick. My arm's getting tired.
Healthy hair starts at your roots. Try the Royal Oils collection from Head & Shoulders, designed to provide the long-lasting scalp relief and moisture your hair needs. The Royal Oils collection. Respect the crown. It's associated with dandruff with regular use.
For quality replacement windows and doors, along with personalized guidance and service, connect with Springhouse Window and Door in Pennsylvania and Delaware.
Leaky, cracked, stuck. If any of these words describe your windows and doors, then it's time to consider investing in your home. Your Marvin dealer will guide you through the entire replacement process, from choosing products and materials to selecting designs and options that reflect your style. Replacement windows and doors from Marvin can improve the comfort, functionality, and energy efficiency of your home. Trust your local dealer and Marvin for personalized service and long-lasting solutions.
Visit Springhouse Window and Door, your local Marvin authorized installer, for the information you need to get started. Be sure to ask how you can save up to $500 off the installation of new Marvin windows and doors. Visit one of our showrooms or at shwdinc.com. That's shwdinc.com.
Leadership for Growth. A message from Icona Resorts. World-class business retreats. Icona.com.
George Bernard Shaw said, "The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable man persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. To be successful and stand out in the business jungle today, sometimes you have to be that unreasonable man or unreasonable woman. Icona can show you how. We've trained over 3,000 businesses in 19 different countries, and what we found that to accelerate your own business growth, you must meet three criteria. Number one, you have to have an annual meeting where you, number two, take your people out of their environment. Number three, take them to a place of peace. We've created that sanctuary of peace. It's called Icona Resorts. We did the research, and now you can reap the results. I-C-O-N-A means business.com. Icona means business.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or tax debt? If so, you have a big problem, and it's not going to go away. You need help now. I'm Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. We are a local firm specializing in tax resolution services. Don't fall into the trap of waiting for the IRS or state to take action. There's no better time to address your tax problems than right now, on your terms, before it's too late. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100. April 15th will be here before you know it. The time to act is now. We have access to special government programs that defer payments and allow a settlement based on your ability to pay. For qualifying taxpayers, we have reduced their tax debt by more than 90%. Imagine how you'd feel. Call us now for a free consultation and to find your best resolution. You can't afford to wait. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100 and ask for me, Greg Talbot. 484-915-3100. Get relief.
Join 97.5 The Fanatics, Mark Forzetta and Devon Gibbons as they broadcast live from Ocean Resorts on Friday night from 6 to 7 for our big college basketball party sponsored by William Hill. Enjoy great food and beverage specials. The World Bets with William Hill. Miss something? Listen to the Fanatic Best of Show podcast on the Fanatic app or on the podcast page at 975thefanatic.com. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
We've been ringing the bell all night. It's the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. A couple of spots left in the bracket, so get your picks in right now, 610-632-0975. You're running out of time before the lightning round will fill up your spots. Plus, in about 3 or 4 minutes, we've also got one more thing, so let's waste no more time. Go to John in the Northeast. John, what's going on, man?
Hey, Joe, how you doing? It's good to talk to you. First time caller for you.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Always listen to you, but anyway, you know, it's exciting time in Philadelphia. I got 2 points on them real quick. It's exciting time in Philadelphia. I don't know when I'm 52 years old. I don't even remember the last time that all four teams could have been in the playoffs.
It's crazy, isn't it? It feels it should always be that way, but now we're like, when was the last time? Never happens.
I would never happen. Okay, there you go. The other point is this kid, Hart. He reminds me of Pelly Lindbergh.
Yeah, man. A lot of people saying that, John. I mean the
this
success
is crazy.
Early.
I mean, is it like a reincarnation of Pelly Lindbergh?
I mean, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, would it? Jeez.
But I look at him and I'm like, my God, he reminds me of Pelly.
Well, you know, he's so like, settled in the net. Like, he plays the angles. He's not scrambling. He's not falling all over himself. Like, it's just such a calm player.
I can't even remember when the last time we had a goalie like that. I did like this.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
it's
John.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. You're right about that. Let's get you a matchup. You ready to go?
Sure.
All right, here we go. We got you in the Western bracket with the 3-14 matchup. The 3 seed's Texas Tech. The 14 seed is the Norse of Northern Kentucky. Who you got?
I'm an underdog guy all the time, so I'm just going to go Northern Kentucky.
John, ring the bell. Here we go. Northern Kentucky is the pick. John in the Northeast is locked in. Getting John's info. Now I wonder if he just knew that I was going to go Texas Tech. I'm going to be wondering all the time now. Texas Tech is one of the... I mean, I've talked about it with Kansas State. I've talked about it with Virginia. Texas Tech is one of the elite defensive teams in the country. Not to say that they're perfect. By the way, I was really close to going the other way on this. Really, really close to going the other way. Because Texas Tech, good on the interior especially. They only allow 21 paint points per game. That's according to ESPN. But Northern Kentucky, a 3-point bombing squad. So if they're only allowing 21 points per game in the paint, Texas Tech, Northern Kentucky might not even try that nonsense and just try to bombs away from the outside. I like Tech, though.
I told you, I saw Texas Tech lose to West Virginia.
I know.
And I wasn't overly impressed, although Jared Culver is a beast and a first-round pick. So, player of the year in the Big 12.
What do you think?
Well, I definitely think they're going to win the first game.
Okay.
I just don't think they're going to make a Final Four run. I could see Sweet 16 and then run into John Beilein in Michigan, and that's it for you.
Okay. All right. So, okay, here we go. We got to do the lightning round here because we've almost reached the conclusion of our time together. Let's finish out the East bracket with the 7-10 matchup, Louisville and Minnesota.
Louisville.
I have Louisville as well. Okay. We'll go down to the other 7-10 in the West with Nevada and Florida.
Nevada.
I've got Florida. All right. So you and I are going head-to-head on that one. Ring that bell.
Nevada's
absolutely
been good all year.
They have. I know.
The Wolf Pack. See? I'm catching on, Joe.
Now, they're the Wolf Pack. Wolf Space Pack. Not to be confused with NC State. Wolf Pack, all one word. See that? Florida's been good lately. I like that.
All right.
I think that matters to me. Let's go straight across to the Midwest. Wofford, the Terriers, and Seton Hall. Wofford's a 7 seed.
Wofford.
I like Wofford as well. Iowa State, Ohio State in the 6-11 match.
Aaron Kraft isn't playing for Ohio State, is he?
I don't
believe
so.
Okay, Iowa State then.
I've got Iowa State as well. Man, so many similarities. I don't like this at all. 7-10, Cincinnati, Iowa.
Cincinnati.
All right, I got Iowa. We're going head-to-head on that one. And then the last one in the opening round, Purdue, Old Dominion.
Purdue.
Yeah, I got
Purdue. Even though I said Old Dominion could be an upset, but only because their coach is coming back from cancer, whole thing.
Of course. Yeah, it's a great story. Carson Edwards is a full-on dude, though, so that's the problem. That Purdue's got a potential Wooden Award guy. If Zion Williamson's injury hurts him, you know, that might be the way they go.
One surprise team you got in the Sweet 16 before we get to one more thing.
One surprise team that I have in the Sweet 16, and not sure how much of a surprise it is. I've got Buffalo. I've got Buffalo going quite a long way. Yeah,
nice.
I like Buffalo a lot. I would consider Houston to be a surprise team, but I don't know, as a 3 seed. They might be overseeded in terms of how people think of them, but Buffalo is probably my surprise. How about you?
I'm going to lean Oregon.
Yeah.
For the reasons why, because Kansas State injured. I think they're going to beat Wisconsin. So if they get matched up with UC Irvine, they got a good shot.
All right. All right. There we go. All right. It's time now. We have finally reached it. It is time for one more thing.
But there is one more thing.
Yes, indeed. This comes from, in the spirit of March Madness, a kind of weird thing happened with the women's college basketball bracket. It was supposed to be a selection show at 7 o'clock, but due to some wires getting crossed and everything else, the women's NCAA brackets were kind of stealth rolled out on ESPN2 way early. There was like some footage of games going on, and then on the side of the screen, the brackets were there. ESPN issued an apology, aired the show, the selection show that they had planned on rolling out on ESPN at 7 o'clock. They rolled it out on ESPN2 at 5. And then they did the show again on ESPN at 7 o'clock. It's a big miss. It's a big miss for ESPN. I think that they handled it really, really well. But I know that oftentimes women's college basketball, people who play, people who coach, people who are involved in it, are concerned and talk about women's college basketball being treated like it's a second-class citizen sport. Doesn't help out a whole lot when just like the bracket is leaked over a broadcast network, regardless of whether it was ESPN or somebody else. Not a great look. I was surprised to hear that this happened. I think the aftermath was handled, you know, kind of as best you could, but certainly a big story in March Madness with all of the hoopla surrounding the men's and how are things going to work out, and then just have the women's bracket kind of leaked out there. Kind of a bummer. Kind of a bummer. I like the authentic reaction shots and seeing how everybody feels and reacts when they see their matchups and things like that. So there you go. That is our one more thing for the evening. By the way, special kudos, congratulations to the Penn Quakers women's basketball team, who accepted an invitation to the postseason NIT. They will be hosting American University. They have the opportunity to actually match up with Harvard in a couple rounds if things go well. Drexel and Harvard will be playing against each other. So good luck to the Philadelphia teams. And there you go. That's been one more thing. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in, my co-host for this evening. Really appreciate all of you guys and everybody who was listening. Thank you very much to Brian McLaughlin. Did a tremendous job producing. Had a lot of homework to do between Devon's show and my show, but Brian did an awesome job. Until next time, this is Joe Torti saying so long. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you later right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.